celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk.
News Talk.
I've just changed my base of operation to New York City.
It's my favorite format is the News Talk.
News Talk. You know what? Me too. Jennifer, we have so much in common.
I know.
It's
why
the
we're
News
here.
Talk. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So we're supposed to go over the charts for this past week. Last week of April.
Shorts?
April. The shorts. It's going to be that kind of an hour.
It's
huh?
That kind of week.
I know that. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. The overview, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The news this week and the stories, it's called News Talk Radio because we talk about the news. And so I'll go through the list. Sometimes we take them apart or I decide I want to do it as we go through the list, talking about the various things that are there. And then sometimes I just like to sort of change it up a little bit every week so it doesn't become predictable, although the predictability of doing the top 10 stories and the top 10 people, that's something you can count on listening to the program. But the good thing about it, and one of the other things that's good about it, is that the stories change every week. A couple of really interesting changes in where the numbers, the placement of the numbers on the issues, and I'll go through those for you now so you can hear, you understand what I'm talking about. At number 10, this is one of those things. I wish this was like the NFL football stuff because I think it's more interesting. I think we've run out of things to say about what's going on in the world, although that doesn't stop people from talking about the climate and the weather and stuff, but it's become banal. But anyway, that's what's number 10. So we won't spend much time talking about that. Number 9, immigration. Even though that's banal, there are a number of things that are happening like Title 42 that we ought to talk about a little bit here because those are that river is ever-changing. Number 8, the story of our racial discomfort or I don't know, what's the right word? We're not comfortable with the color of our skin and others. Obviously, the whole issue of being, you know, this usually means Black Lives Matter stuff, but it goes deeper than that. And I think we got a couple of things to talk about with regard to that this week. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 7, January 6th. Oh, my God. Number 6, it's still there. Interesting political stuff this week from Bernie Sanders. We'll talk about that in a second. COVID, number 4.
He's not done yet.
No, he's
spoiler alert.
No. Number 3, the war. Number 2, Elon Musk. And number 1, the economy. On the people side of things, Trevor Reed is at 10. Janet Yellen at 9. Madison Cawthorn at 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7, Mitch McConnell at 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Trump 4, Putin 3, Musk 2, and Biden 1. Okay, so there's the list. Let's go to number 9. The number 9 story this week is focus on immigration and Title 42. So, Jennifer, would you mind explaining what Title 42 is? Both of you can, sure, if you want.
The reason you're hearing a lot about it, and I think there's some confusion. I think a lot of people think that Title 42 is remain in Mexico, and that's not exactly what it is. What Title 42 is, was put into place by the Trump administration as the pandemic was starting to rage, and that allowed immigration authorities to get migrants that land on U.S. borders basically out because of the risk of COVID and bringing it in from other countries, right? Importing a disease during a pandemic, not a great idea. And so the CDC was backed behind this. It actually started in March of 2020, and it was the attempt to stop the spread of COVID-19 so that migrants could be expelled at the border, and it's been extended. Now, it's set to end on May 23rd. Many people believe the Biden administration has not really been enforcing it all that well to begin with, and even a court had to get involved a few months back saying, you have to go by this rule. This is a rule that's in place. You have to expel migrants who are coming here by themselves because of the threat of COVID. So that's ending on May 23rd. It will not be renewed. It's an indication, despite what the what the administration says about what's going on in airplanes, that the pandemic is winding down and that the pandemic stage of COVID is over. That's a good thing. The bad thing is that it was allowing some control at the border, and that's going away. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of things. The first is, when it's gone, it sends a message to people who want to come here and to the cartels that they're not going to have any trouble bringing more people in. And so we're expecting, even though that there are, you know, millions of people, literally a million people who have already come into the country in this fiscal year alone, that number is going to skyrocket over the next couple of months. And so the deterrence of Title 42 is gone, just for people who are deciding whether or not to make the trek. Part two is, what do we expect the Biden administration to do to enforce any laws at the border? And there isn't a really clear-cut plan. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was testifying this week. It's become a priority of the Republican Congress to say, if we win the majority in the election in November, we're going to start impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas because of the complete failure at the border. Please. Nobody's been there from the administration. I mean, it's bad.
But it's not him alone that's responsible. All of these people
it's under his umbrella, he could go. I mean, they've done it before.
Yeah.
So that being said, what was really revealing, and this kind of piggybacks probably with what number two, the Twitter story on the list this week, is that when he was in this testimony, one of the things he admitted to is that the Biden administration, under Department of Homeland Security, has now a disinformation branch of the federal government that has been set up to tamp down on what they call disinformation. So a lot of people believe, even though Twitter used to say there's no censorship, everybody knows that there was censorship going on Twitter. And now that that's gone, the government has got their own branch as a backup plan that's going to start slapping misinformation claims on people. And, you know, I know we have had conversations before, and it's not really helpful to compare what is today with what was. But just imagine the reaction of people under a Trump presidency if he decided to go after the so-called fake news with the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, could you imagine if Trump started to silence the news media with a branch of government? That's exactly what the Biden administration said that they're doing, and they just brought it to the forefront this week in these immigration hearings because it's all going to be run under the Department of Homeland Security. And they've even got, like, a minister of disinformation that's been hired to run this agency. So, I mean, it's like 1984 stuff.
And meanwhile, Trump has joined what's called Truth Social.
It's his company, yeah.
That's his, but it was up there, and he's now officially on it, I guess, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, so the thing with Truth Social is kind of weird. It launched a while ago. Devin Nunes, who is a congressman, quit Congress to go run this company. And when they first launched it, I think they launched too soon, and it was still, like, in a beta testing mode. So everybody signed up, and then they were put on a waiting list, and their profile was not created. I know because I did this, and you couldn't use the platform until, like, this past weekend. So mm-hmm. at Trump's rally over the weekend in Ohio, he said, yeah, True Social's up and running. And now that that information is spread, it's the top downloaded app in all of the Apple Store. And people are downloading it all over the place now. So, yeah, it's definitely catching some momentum. It's going to have to keep working. It's actually a nice, usable platform. It looks a lot like Twitter. But we'll see if people will keep up the momentum and if they'll be able to get rid of the glitches that they had in the first few months of service.
All right. So, number one this week is the economy. And I kind of want to jump around just a little bit here while we have you focused on things that are going on not only around the country but in California where you are. I noticed this week we were talking on the DJV program about the governor of California saying, yep, we got to tax gasoline more. We'll put more taxes on it. Not that there isn't. It's the by far the heaviest tax load that anybody has to pay buying gasoline anywhere in the country. So now there apparently is in the state of California a budget surplus. Of course, Gavin Newsom is going to take all the credit. Right. So here the question has come up about taxpayers getting a rebate. So on one hand, these morons want to charge more, put more taxes on gasoline to hurt everybody who's driving. And on the other hand, well, look at all this money we got left over. We'll have to redistribute it. So how do they decide who is the money is going to, how it's redistributed, which is another thing that the Democrats love to talk about, redistribution of wealth. So how's this all going to work, Jennifer?
Well, it's really, I mean, it's very easy to have a surplus when you charge everybody that lives in California a ton of money to live here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're taxing the heck out of everybody. Of course, they're going to have lots of money laying around in Sacramento. So a couple of problems, I think, for Gavin Newsom and for the Democrats who are leading the state. They had an opportunity to put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is set to go up again on July 1st. They had to stop it by May 1st. That doesn't happen, so it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So it looks like the gas tax is going to go up. I think 5.6% is what it's set to go up, which is another couple of cents a gallon for people. But at the same time, if you have a surplus, why are we not stopping the taxes? Why? I mean, we've got water restrictions going in California, really high gas prices that were announced this week. So to brag about a surplus seems a little bit short-sighted when people realize that they're paying
really
a lot of money to live here.
Yeah.
Now, the economic story, I know, the economic story that I think is probably even more important to people across the country is that the economy contracted during the first 3 months of the year. That was a surprise to a lot of people. If it does it again, this fear of recession is going to be there. It already is.
Drummed up by the news media and the social media.
Well,
the fear of recession, all that is. There are always recessions. There are daily recessions, weekly recessions.
Yeah.
Things go up and things go down. This is more nonsense to scare people. Oh, my God.
But I think you've had a lot of economists be pretty I don't know. They don't want to say, yes, we're headed to a recession, or at least they haven't. But now I think the number is about 35% of economists say that we could be headed
so what is that?
Recession.
What good does that do? So under the
well, the problem is inflation. The inflation rate is
that's
not
what I'm saying.
There.
To continue to talk
that.
About it,
yeah,
that's the thing that really is that
well, that's
the
what makes the story so big, is that, you know, people are talking about it, and people are afraid about their financial future.
But they're afraid. That's just the point. And being afraid doesn't fix anything. All right, we'll continue. 18 after. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-96.
When you think of May, think Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako offers a variety of services including collision repair, a full new paint job, and they can touch up scrapes and scratches. So when you think of May, think Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Make an appointment today for a free estimate. They also offer a military discount. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Sounds simple, but as humans, we naturally want to have it our way, right? It's okay to cut corners and always not do what is right. But there are consequences for not doing what is right. Like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Now, time for comments from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, from our listeners. Jay Kirshner in charge of monitoring all of that, and you can contact us pretty easily on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn Radio or at On Air Victoria or at Jay Kirshner. Help yourself. First item of interest has to do with Elon Musk scooping up Twitter. What are listeners saying about that, Jay?
Lots of thoughts. We have Sam Wells who says, good, maybe we will see more freedom of speech on Twitter from now on and less shadow banning of pro-freedom, pro-capitalist, pro-constitution kind of tweets.
Yeah.
Jim Boyle says, it's his money. He can buy whatever he wants. True that, Jim. True that.
Yeah.
Stephen J. says, I am interested to see what he does with it. If you haven't noticed, he's rich because he's smart.
Aha!
It's a valid statement. And you have Della Schofield who says, all the people complaining about lack of freedom of speech, when what they're actually fighting for is freedom to spew hate speech. So that's a different perspective.
Don't worry. There'll be plenty of hate on Twitter still. You don't have to worry about that.
I was going to say, and every other social media platform.
Going downhill.
All right. So Donald Trump has been held in civil contempt in New York. What are people saying about that?
Linda Green says, just post when he's finally arrested. I'm tired of hearing about all of his crimes, and yet he remains free. Anyone else would have already been in prison.
Interesting.
Jim Mahoney's take is he's not above the law. Now do something about it. We are all held accountable except for the former guy. Where Gwen Ashton says it's a distraction to what a disaster Biden and his crew have become. Mm-hmm. And Judith Jacobs kind of echoes that, saying, breathlessly awaiting the subpoena for Hunter, Joe, and other associates of the Biden crime syndicate.
What an interesting way of putting it, the Biden crime, the BCS. All right, so what are people saying about the situation in Ukraine?
Yeah, that war. Chris Katz says the Russian citizens will need to rise up against Putin if they want him out. Somehow the truth needs to get to the people. If they see the atrocities and see how many of their own countrymen have died, maybe they'll rise up. Mm-hmm. Lonnie Meyer says civilians are trapped. Many are fighting to protect their country because they don't have other options. Not everyone can find some place to go or, quote unquote, start over. Joe Roscoe says, if you look at different news sites around the world, everyone is reporting differently on the war. It's hard deciding what to believe with everyone having their own agenda.
No, it's not. Go ahead. What else?
You can't really deny some of the things that are happening, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Amy Mule says, Putin is a threat to all peace-loving inhabitant of the whole world. He must fall.
Yep. There you go. All right. I found something interesting that I wanted to spend a moment on. The comedian Bill Burr, and I didn't know much about him. I guess he's on stage on SNL from time to time. He has been writing about Gina Carano's public firing from The Mandalorian because of a tweet that some people deemed offensive. She was an MMA fighter. She turned actor. She'd been a lot of stuff, pretty recognizable. And Burr, who's a liberal, said he thought it was funny that the liberals proved her point. And he said, it's disappointing to see the left become how the right used to be when they went after the Dixie Chicks after they criticized George Bush. Remember that? A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Most are just trying not to get in trouble. But there's this small collection of lunatics, either on the right or the left, at any given moment, that cause hysteria. I agree with him 100%. 28 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 34 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on this week in the News Talk Radio field, in the world of News Talk Radio, with eminent stars of the DJV program, including me. How do you like that? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and my friend John Harper has joined us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. I love having him here from time to time with his perspective, and because Victoria's off this week, gives us a chance to deal with John and his thoughts. And I think we ought to start with, I guess, in terms of number one, the economy, the circumstances in Florida where there seems to be a conflict, how do you like that for being genteel, between the government of Florida, the governor, and the Disney folks, and what the impact of that is. I don't think a lot of people knew, John, that Disney sort of operated in its own world and has for the decades since it bought all that land, the cheap land. And it was bought not by Disney, but by some company that nobody ever heard of so that it didn't attract attention, right?
That's absolutely right. In the late 50s, early 60s, I can remember my father driving my brother and I through Orlando and Orange Grove, and there was a sign going up saying future home of Disney World. And we kind of wondered what was that all about, and the name of the company, the company that bought the land, was not recognizable. So you're absolutely right, Doug. But Disney, throughout the decades, has kind of had their own little government going on there in that portion of Orange County. And they have done a lot of things quietly. And they've done their own thing, and now it's come to light of some of the things that the governor doesn't like, but doesn't realize that it could impact the citizens of the state of Florida over $1 billion in revenue if that goes through and if it is lost. And a lot of people are waking up to that fact.
So in terms of that area, you're on the Space Coast. I always say to people that the best experience I ever had in going down there was going to the Space Coast when you and I would go over there when Jay Honeycutt was running the space mm-hmm. station and the whole right. that whole shuttle system, and we had access to it, and it was just a great feel good place and a wonderful place for people to go take their children. To see what goes on there. You're going to go to Disney World, okay, that's all right. But there are lots of other things going on in that area besides Disney, right?
Well, there certainly is, Doug, and to the listeners as well. And now there are so many rockets being launched by SpaceX that just about a rocket is going up once a week, and you can time your vacation or whatever it is that you want to see and do. Yeah, exactly. And
that's
it's
so cool.
Pretty spectacular. And SpaceX and Elon Musk have certainly put the Space Coast back on the map and mm-hmm. doing some great things here in the area. Jennifer was asking me what people here thought about Elon Musk, and just very positive feelings and thoughts toward him and what he and his company, SpaceX, are doing for this particular area of the state.
You know, it really bothers me about the attitude some people have toward Elon Musk. Here's a guy who's smart, as one of our listeners pointed out when we were going through all the social media comments for issues of the week. He's smart. He's created something out of nothing. It's the American way. It's the American dream. And here he is. He gets criticized by people.
He's also picked up where the government's failed us with the space program. I mean, I know one of the things that we totally agree with 100%, Doug, is that our space program brought people together, Democrats, Republicans, everybody rooted for America when it came to space launches. And now that was gone. And so here comes Elon Musk, and he picks up that torch and he goes with it. I don't know. I'm not going to – I don't know what to think about Elon Musk. I don't really care. But what he does as a businessman is,
well,
I think, pretty incredible.
Yeah, I don't care who his girlfriend is. Why does that make any difference? The fact that he bought Twitter this past week and what it did never mind the fact that he paid $54 a share for it, way above what really it seemed to be valued at. But the idea that he says he's going to make sure that what comes out on Twitter will be better, enhancing new features and
he did it again. He identified a problem, right?
Right.
Something that wasn't working, like the space program, like Twitter, and he put his money where his mouth is. So
And we don't go running around at this point blaming. It's not about blaming anything. It's fix the problem. You know, you can go back to when George Bush was president and he screwed up the space program by cutting the budget, and then Obama didn't do it any good either, and so we've kind of fallen on darker times down there. I remember when the announcement was made, there were 6,000 people got laid off like in 1 week when the shuttle system was sort of cut. But we could still be using the shuttles.
But that has certainly come back, and the workforce is growing every day. There are new companies, especially coming here from California, and they're moving in, bringing high-paid salaries to the area. And all of this is a spinoff of what Elon Musk and SpaceX has been doing for the Space Coast of Florida.
Yep. All right, let's go back to number eight, which is the story, the race relations, the issues around it. Some people say the FDA's proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is racist. Well, there's always going to be somebody that says it's racist. More black people smoke menthol cigarettes, apparently. Now the FDA has become racist, and Joe Biden is a racist, and yada, yada, yada. So menthol cigarettes, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we ought to make all smoking of everything illegal.
Here's the problem with that, though. And look, I agree with you. I'm not a smoker. I think smoking is bad. It's slicing up your lungs. Well,
it costs us a lot in insurance. Yeah.
I know.
Taxes.
But what I fear, and again, here's the word fear, the F word. But what I fear will happen, I mean, think about Freddie Gray. He was the guy who lost his life, right, selling an illegal cigarette on the streets of New York. So these menthol cigarettes are not going to go away. I think by making them illegal, the government might be inadvertently creating a black market for them. And I don't know if that's going to be any better. You're still going to have people who are sick. You're still going to have people who are smoking. You're just going to have now a whole underbelly, and you're adding to the culture of, underground distribution of things like this. So I don't know how much it really is going to help. I think it's kind of a dumb attempt, actually.
John, I'd like to get your comments on this number eight, sticking with race relations. SpaceX sent, six people into space this week, and one of them was a black woman named Jessica Watkins. So the headline isn't around, or the tribute isn't made for all the people who went up. The only name you see is Jessica Watkins because she's black, and I find that extraordinarily offensive. She's not, maybe she is there. I hope she's not there because she's black. I hope she's not there because she's a woman. I hope she's there because scientifically she knows how to do research. She's smart. She's been well trained, and she's one of the best qualified people to go up there. So, again, here we are twisting that race screw into the side of who knows what.
Very well qualified, Doug, and for the listeners as well, and she came with impeccable qualifications, and that's why she was chosen to fly on that particular mission, and it didn't matter.
But that's not the headline, John. The headline
exactly.
is she's the first black woman on the International Space Station. That's the headline, not that she's qualified, not that she's good, and that's what bugs the you-know-what out of me. Anyway,
it seems like in many respects, Doug, we haven't advanced too far. If we're still worried about if she's black or whatever the color may be or nationality. And that's unfortunate instead of in this day and age just looking at how a particular person is qualified to fly to the International Space Station.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Kind of sad.
All right, here's another example. Every year, the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism tracks incidents of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism, that sort of thing. And this year, 2,700 incidents all over the country, a 34% increase from the year before. So what is this? We're back to skinheads and, Holocaust deniers and harassment and things putting on, on the side of synagogues, spray cans of things. There have been a lot of anti-Semitic assaults on people, a huge increase in that in the past year or so. So to what do we attribute? Is this immaturity? Is it, because we keep talking about the rise of the skinheads, anti-Semitic, at the same time that Putin says he's going to save the Ukrainians from the Nazis, this stuff is going on. This is a racial, the ethnic side of Judaism versus the religious side has impact like this all over the place, does it not?
Well, it most certainly does. The implications are all over the place, as you said, Doug, and it kind of backs up what we were just saying about woman who just came back from flying to the International Space Station. It's the same thing all over again. And what has changed? It seems like second verse, same as the first.
That's good. Number five, partisan politics. Let's hear it for Bernie.
Speaking of more division, there we go, from politics to race.
So what is Bernie wants what to happen? I thought this was pretty interesting, Jennifer.
Well, I think Bernie Sanders is looking at to maybe run again for president. He says he's talking a lot about how Democrats are going to take a shellacking this year, that the messaging has been wrong. He was making suggestions for how to reframe things going into the midterm elections. But I think there are a lot of people, and he himself has said he hasn't ruled out running again. And if you look at what Bernie Sanders has done, I know a lot of people discount him because he's, you know, got the coat and he looks, you know, it's Vermont chic is his style, sort of. But I think what in 2016, he changed the flow of the election, right? He was the guy from the outside who did really well, and he attracted a lot of people in. By the time 2020 came around, he had really set the tone for the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party went very hard left following the track of Bernie Sanders, where a lot of people who were on that primary stage during 2020 on the Democrat side were actually trying to out-left Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And so from being the outlier to setting the tone in 2020, is it possible that he's got a shot in 2024, even given his age and such?
But who are they talking to? This is not
young
the majority.
People.
This is not middle America at all, by any stretch of the imagination.
The polling that has come out says that young people, by and large, are disenfranchised with both parties. They don't like Democrats. They don't like Republicans. Joe Biden's polling, I think he had, and I'm just quoting a survey that came out literally like 2 days ago. His polling is bad with everybody, but with young people, at this time last year, he had like a 60% approval rating, and now it's down to, I think, about 39 or 40%. So young people have totally dropped off of what they think Joe Biden is capable of. So they're going to be looking for someone, and who can capture young people? It might actually be the 80-year-old guy in his coat. I mean, it seems kind of funny, but
it
could be true.
Yeah, amazing. Be interesting to see how he plays with some of the others. The revival of the White House Correspondents' Dinner coming up next week. That'll be on everybody's mind. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a recap of the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories, by the way, every week, both at talkers.com and djvshow.com. At number 10, the weather and stories related to that, pollution, what's going on in the oceans, etc. Number 9, immigration, specifically Title 42. Number 8, race relations. Number 7, crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 6, the continuing ad nauseum of January 6th. Number 5, the political realities of what's coming up in the midterm elections. COVID is 4, Russia, Ukraine, the war, all the ancillary stories with that. Number 3 this week, Elon Musk making lots of, I don't know if noise is the right word, but a lot of people paying attention to him because he acquired Twitter. Number 2 this week, and the economy is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, thank you. John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, and coming up to 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, for the last week of April. These are the people that are being talked about and their connection to the stories, the top 10 stories. Trevor Reed is at number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. Madison Cawthorn is 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 7. The old fossil himself, Mitch McConnell, number 6. Kevin McCarthy, who just looks like he's angry all the time, is 5. Donald Trump, he looks relaxed and rested now that he's not the president. The two Vlads at 3. Vladimir Putin, bad, bad, bad guy, bad Vlad. And then there's Mr. Zelensky, who's the other person at number 3. Number 2, Elon Musk and all of his activities. Number 1, Joe Biden, President of the United States, person responsible for lots of controversy. I think just as an aside, I wish he'd say what he wanted to say and people would not come back and say, oh, this is what he really meant. Anyway, we've got all of these stories and people listed on the website for the DJV Show, djvshow.com, and at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to overview the top five items, counting down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. As Victoria is out, I'm joined by Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. Number five, Jay, is what's going on at Amazon.
Well, they can begin construction on the helix-shaped tower centerpiece of its second headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. The project will comprise 2.8 million square feet of the office space in three 22-story buildings, and wow, it's expected to be completed in 2025. This is expected to create 25,000 jobs in the state.
But think about that. What Amazon is doing, what they're building around the country, you can't go into any state and not find some huge big warehouse that's on acres and acres of land. And so the warehouses are one thing, but this is an office building.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. This is their second headquarters. So you're going to have the three buildings, 2.5 acres of public open spaces. There's going to be restaurants. There will be green space, an amphitheater, a dog run, retail pavilions. It's like its own community.
Yep. A lot of that going on around the country. Google did that, or still doing it in California, as a matter of fact. So is Microsoft. At number four this week, big tech companies like Google, speaking of Google, and Facebook, or at least the parent of Facebook, Meta, have to police their platforms better to better protect users in Europe from hate speech, disinformation, a lot of other harmful online content. This sort of goes along with a poll that we were talking about on the DJV program of people just wanting information and being tired of the disinformation that's so apparent, especially on the free and open technical spots like Facebook and Twitter and that ilk. The European Union clinched the agreement in principle on what they call the Digital Services Act. A lot of negotiations began last week. The law will force tech companies to make it easier for users to flag problems, to ban online advertising aimed at children especially, and to empower regulators to punish noncompliance with billions of dollars of fines. Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission here have filed antitrust actions against Google and Facebook. Congress has been divided on efforts to address competition, privacy, and disinformation. Well, another example of Congress not doing their job, as far as I'm concerned. All right, we're counting them down at number three, Jay, a focus on the FCC.
Yeah, they're going to be voting May 19th on a plan to help curb the flow of overseas robocalls in the U.S. The rules, if adopted, it would mean that gateway providers, which carry the international calls to American networks, they have to participate in robocall mitigation efforts. Now, that means that providers would have to aid in blocking efforts and take responsibility for any illegal robocalls. And if they fail to comply with the rules, the providers could be blocked by other network participants.
I think this is something that most Americans would say it's about time. Again, another example of the just toothless government that we are being served by. This is something long ago that should have been addressed. Okay, number two on our countdown of the hot tech stories this week. Russia, according to Microsoft, conducting hundreds of cyber attacks. I think this is a couple of really important stories. The one you just did on robocalls and this one is these are very important for people who understand. If you didn't hear the story, listen up. The report that Russia has carried out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cyber attacks, destructive attacks against not only Ukraine, but us, Europe, everywhere around the world. So Microsoft, which is working with, in this circumstance, the Ukrainian cybersecurity people to defend against these cyber attacks, said the Russians have relentlessly been after the Ukrainian government's all of their software and the communication between the two, trying to degrade it or just wipe it out. Six separate Russian state actors carried out at least 237 operations against Ukraine. That 40% or 40 of those were destructive attacks aimed at permanently destroying files and hundreds of systems. And they've been doing that not only in Ukraine, but obviously more of it now because of the war. But the infrastructure that they've gone after here in our country, the elections, that kind of stuff, isn't it time that we do something pretty imperative and pretty strong to make a statement about that? I think that's the case anyway. All right, quickly, number one, Jay.
Elon Musk has bought Twitter. We all know this. $44 billion in cash, helped when kind of arranged by Morgan Stanley. And his main goal is to, what he says, make Twitter better. New features, algorithms, open source to increase trust, and all that good stuff.
Isn't it very interesting how there's so much focus now on these sort of operations and making things legit? 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Evacuations underway from a steel plant in Mariupol.
UN humanitarian spokesman Saviano Abreu told the Associated Press the evacuation from the Azovstal steel plant was being done with the International Committee for the Red Cross and in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. On Friday, Yulia Fedusyuk, the wife of an Azov regiment fighter, told the AP the soldiers in the steel plant should be allowed to evacuate as well.
We are hoping that we can rescue the soldiers too.
Up to 1,000 civilians and an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian fighters were believed to be hunkered down beneath the Soviet-era steel plant. I'm Mike Gracia.
The tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in south-central Kansas generated winds up to 165 miles an hour, carved a path of destruction nearly 13 miles long. National Weather Service said Friday's twister rated an EF3 on the enhanced Fujita scale that it uses to assess tornadoes. Former President Trump stumped in Greenwood, Nebraska this evening, railed on President Biden and his handling of border security.
I don't think anywhere in the world, if you go to a third world country, I don't think you see anything like it in the world. No matter who it is, there's never been a border like this anywhere. People just coming in by the millions. Don't believe we hear 1 million, 2 million. It'll be 10 or 15 million by the time that ends.
Mr. Trump campaigned for Republican gubernatorial hopeful Charles Herbster at another of his Save America rallies. Ray Charles, the Judds, joined Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday, just a day after Naomi Judd died unexpectedly. Naomi's daughters, Winona and Ashley, accepted the honor amid tears, holding onto each other and reciting a Bible verse together. Tens of thousands of people marched in cities across Europe Sunday for May Day protests, honoring workers and trying to shame governments into doing more for their citizens. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A new lawsuit is accusing the U.S. Army of violating veterans' rights and its own regulations.
That's for refusing to give soldiers with alcohol and drug problems honorable discharges that would qualify them for federal benefits. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Connecticut by Army veteran Mark Stevenson. The Stratford, Connecticut resident is represented by a Yale Law School clinic that has successfully sued the military over less than honorable discharges given to mentally ill veterans. John Scott reporting.
U.S. Marshals Service is offering up to $10,000 for information about an escaped inmate and a missing and endangered, they say, correctional officer who disappeared Friday after leaving jail in North Alabama. The inmate had been in jail on a murder charge. He and the assistant director of corrections, a 56-year-old woman, disappeared after leaving the detention center to go to a courthouse. More at townhall.com. Broadway dropping its proof of vaccination requirement, instead leaving that decision now up to individual theaters.
The Broadway League says beginning in May, the owners and operators of all 41 Broadway theaters will no longer be required to check for vaccination status, but can do that if they choose. However, the league is extending the mask requirement at least through the end of May and says it will revisit that policy at the end of this month. Several shows, including Macbeth, Plaza Suite, and The Music Man, have canceled performances in recent months after cast members tested positive for COVID. Julie Walker, New York.
President Biden saluted his friend of five decades, Walter Mondale, traveling to the University of Minnesota to remember the former vice president, whose memorial service was delayed for a year due to the pandemic. Mondale died April in 2021 at the age of 93. More stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jude.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here we go. The charts for the week of April 25th to the 29th, magically presented by a radio magician, in fact. Michael Harrison is here. We can refer to him as the Talk Radio Guru or Talk Radio Magician because he works with his staff every week to come up with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that affect the conversation about these stories. And so, Michael, you are welcome. Thank you.
I like that. Talk Radio Magician. I've always wanted to have the power to be a magician. And there's no doubt that radio is a magical medium.
It is.
And let us continue to generate that magic. Here are the stories that people were talking about all week, according to research, the research of talkers. At number 10, we have climate change. At number 9, we have immigration. At number 8, we have race relations. At number 7, we have crime and violence. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with just a wide assortment of activities rendered upon the news by Donald Trump. At number 5, we have partisan politics, and that's tied with the midterm elections. At number 4, COVID-19 remains a big story, obviously. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which is obviously impacted by the war. And number two topic this week, Elon Musk acquiring Twitter. And number 1, the economy. Just shows you how big a story that Twitter story is. Mm-hmm. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have Trevor Reed, the guy in that prisoner swap with the Russians. Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department at number 9. Madison Cawthorn, the controversial legislator, at number 8. Another controversial person of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Kevin McCarthy at 5. Donald Trump at 4. The Vladimirs, Putin, and Zelensky at 3, Elon Musk at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1 in another crazy week of conversation in America.
What's the translation of Vladimir? Is it John or Joseph? What's the...
You brought that up last week, and I didn't further check it out, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Joseph. I keep wondering, because I don't know myself. I haven't been able to figure it out. At any rate.
I find names in different languages that don't sound the same. It's kind of funny. I mean, Vladimir is Joseph. I mean, a name is a sound, really. It's what sounds nice, and what it, you know, if it doesn't have any bearing on the original name, how do you translate a name? Isn't that like a weird thing when you think about it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in French, Michael is Michelle.
Michelle, Marbella, but then it's
close. But it's close, you know. Yeah. You know, William is Guillaume. John, I believe, in Spanish is it Juan? Jose is Joseph. I mean, they're close, but when you have something, you know, Joseph and Vladimir, I don't see any connection.
Whatever. Let's do some connecting here,
right,
so that we can give people insight to your thoughts as to what you have learned yourself, what you've gleaned. I like getting into your head when we do these programs, and what I thought was interesting is how COVID has slipped. In part, that's not the only thing I found interesting, but it has been number one for so long, and then it slipped down as it became less important. Now it's sort of moved up again, number four this week. The cases have risen across the bulk of the United States. They're not serious. I've known a lot of people who have gotten sick who have had the shots. And then the discussion becomes, well, is the shot wearing off? Do I need to get a booster? My pharmacist told me I didn't need one. And he thought, in fact, because he questions what may be the content and what the down-the-road impact is going to be, which I thought was very interesting for a pharmacist. He has two independent drugstores in my town. And he says, you know, don't be so quick to jump into the fourth shot. Wait for the flu shot and that sort of thing. So anyway, you look around our neck of the woods here in New England, a lot of cases up in Vermont, Rhode Island, New York. It's, one wonders, why would it be regionalized? Do you ever, you know, think about that? When you know, it's, I don't know, it just seems strange because people travel around so freely. Why would it sort of stay in one neck of the woods, you know?
No, because most people don't travel. Most people stay where they are. So the population is basically settled for the most part in different places. And based upon the existence of the virus in that place, it could be, you know, impacting more people in any given time than another place.
So you're telling me I'm wrong, then?
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm answering your question. You asked why would it be regionalized. You didn't say why.
Wow.
You asked a question. You asked a brilliant,
oh, my God,
penetrating
yes.
question that people need to know the answer to. And
right.
I tried my best to accommodate their desires.
That was very good. Yeah. All right. So that the COVID thing with the focus so much is on these personalities like Fauci, whose the headline this week was he's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Then I'm not going either.
I'm not going either, right. Exactly.
I got it with that.
I mean, give me a break.
What a horrible experience it is. Folks,
if you think
it's glamorous, you're wrong. It's terrible.
Well, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, everybody's falling all over themselves because they're going back to doing it after a number of years of not doing it. And it's a big deal for the insiders in Washington. And when I say insiders, people who are in the news media consider themselves and sometimes are considered insiders, aren't they? And that's sort of the problem with the news because there are too many people. I remember once going to one of the White House Correspondents' Dinners and talking to our friend Ellen Ratner about getting some story right. And she said, no, I can't ask that question because I would lose my access. And I looked at her and said, what the hell are you talking about? She says, if I embarrass anybody in the White House press briefings and ask the wrong question, they'll throw me out. And
right.
So that was one of the great lessons I think I learned at the time. It isn't the news. It's what we want you to tell people. And so here we go back around again to number two, Elon Musk and his acquisition of Twitter and what he says he's going to do to change things like that. You buying it?
Well, no, I don't buy it because I don't buy the idea of trading in corporate control over communications, which is what we have now. A handful of corporations control most of the communications in America.
Right.
That troubles me deeply. But what troubles me even deeplier is one man, by virtue of his wealth.
But Michael, he says he's going to fix everything.
Well, they often say a perfect form of government would be a benevolent dictatorship, having a good king.
Good King Elon.
I see trouble ahead with guys like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, this new breed of multi-billionaires who are wealthier than entire corporations, able to come in and control the means of communication in the name of free speech, in the name of their free speech. Absolute power corrupts absolute. Absolutely. Yep. Human nature being what it is, we have to constantly have checks and balances over either the wrong organizations or a monopoly, or in some cases, one individual having that much concentrated power. So I raise an eyebrow and my red flags go up when I see something like Elon Musk just plopping down 40-some-odd billion dollars and taking over something that even the president of the United States can control.
Okay, so let's say he calls you later today, Elon Musk, and says, I want to buy Talkers, and I'm going to give you $48 million. Are you going to say, nah?
I wouldn't take less than $50 million. Talkers is a speck of dust in the communications world. Talkers is a small little medium among many media. If Talkers were as powerful as Twitter, I would say that Michael Harrison
is in the talk business, and talk is where people get their influence from talk stuff.
Yeah, but you know, influence and power are two different things.
Really?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between having influence and having power. And then there's different levels of power. So, that's like somebody saying, if somebody offered you for Doug Stephan Productions, because you basically are the owner of...
50 mil? Where do I sign?
Yeah, but that's not the same. Somebody owning Doug Stephan Productions or a small publication... In the scheme of things, Talkers is a small publication. Might be powerful or influential, as I say, you say powerful in the radio business. But we're talking about Twitter as something that has a major role in defining American consciousness. It's like somebody owning the telephone company or owning the water company.
So there are those people who are listening to us right now on the Space Coast who think that Elon Musk is a hero, not because he bought Twitter, but because he owns SpaceX and Bezos to a point as well, because every week there's a launch now. And all the people that had to go away because George Bush cut the budget for NASA and they cleaned out thousands of people and they shut down the shuttle program, now they're all going back to work, and they all think that this guy is a hero. I don't know whether...
In some ways, he is a hero. The fact that he's doing great work in terms of space exploration and moving that forward, that's wonderful. However, as long as one man does not control space, then it would be very dangerous.
Oh, there you go. That's another thing to think about. We look at the surface stories and the surface influence from some of these people and the stories and don't necessarily look deeply into it. That's why News Talk is as helpful as it is. Continuing with Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Stephan.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back in the fold with our discussion of what's going on in the world of news talk radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the magic, he's the king of the world when it comes to news talk radio. And we've just found that that offer for 50 has been up to 55, Michael.
Okay, so, I'm thinking about it.
I think you'd be thinking about it. Okay, number three this week is the situation in Ukraine, the war, Russia, and all of the huffing and puffing that's going on. We're going to shut them down. Apparently, since the war started, Russia has made $66 billion in fuel exports. So all of this PR bunkum that's coming from the Europeans and from folks elsewhere who want to put a stop to the Russian aggression, they spent $66 billion to buy fossil fuel just in the last 2.5 months since the invasion of Ukraine. So, I mean, this is ludicrous. This is ridiculous to have everybody, we're going to put the squeeze on the Russians. You know what he can do with $66 billion in terms, he doesn't give a damn about the people who live there. He just wants his piece of the, he wants to put the old USSR back together again. And according to Rand Paul this week, what's the big deal? He's just trying to put back what they had before, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to determine where you're going with this.
I just find it extraordinarily amusing to have all of this huffing and puffing on the part of the news media. We're going to shut Russia down.
Okay, so what should they be doing if you were king? How would you cover this story?
I'm not covering it. What the reality is, well, I guess, part of it is
about the news media. You're talking about covering it.
Right. So here's my coverage would be Russia is still selling fuel to the same people and at the same rate as they were selling it before. So how do you expect to stop the war that you all are worried about in Europe, the aggression of the Russians, if you keep giving them billions of dollars? It's a long headline, but I guess that's the story.
Well,
in a manner of speaking, yeah.
Obviously, wars are, they come with a tremendous load of propaganda. Propaganda is part of the process of waging war. I mean, if you look back, you know, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World Wars I and II, tremendous amount of propaganda and the propaganda machines on each side, you know, whether it's Tokyo Rose or it's, you know, all kinds of things are done to mess with the other side's psyche, their morale, to bolster political support domestically, to scare the public in the opposing country. This is part of the insanity that comes with war, and you're commenting on that. But there's nothing amusing about the war itself.
No.
And the fact of the matter is that the Russians, whether they're making money, losing money, winning the war, losing the war, thousands of Russian young soldiers are dying. And what's going on in Ukraine is a travesty.
So why hasn't somebody shot
Putin? So what do we do about
Putin?
That?
Somebody should go shoot Putin. Send in the Delta Force or whatever it is, and the snipers can shoot him from a mile away. He may not let anybody close to than 40 feet to him, but everybody knows, they know where he is every moment of every day. So why haven't we just put him out of our misery and just shot the guy and be done with it?
In some cases, we do shoot generals. In some cases,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We went after them. Maybe there are different ramifications. Sometimes if you take the top guy out, it creates a worse situation, makes a martyr out of him, or the number two guy could be worse. There's always a number two guy and a number three guy and an inside group running things. It's complicated.
Let's blow up the Kremlin. Blow the whole thing up.
I don't know. That sounds a little silly.
Well, it does, but
but it could happen as evidence for the fact that our enemy sent a plane into the World Trade Center. I mean,
right.
These things happen. Yeah.
Bingo. 28 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
When you think of May, think Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako offers a variety of services including collision repair, a full new paint job, and they can touch up scrapes and scratches. So when you think of May, think Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Make an appointment today for a free estimate. They also offer a military discount. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Lemo, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back. Now 34 after the hour as we continue with our overview of the big news stories that are talked about on talk radio every week. This week it's different than it was last week. It always is. People list as well. We have Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here to go through the essence of the content of conversation, a lot of them anyway. One of the things that I guess we could tie to number three, which is the Russian-Ukrainian war, is the proposed legislative package on Thursday that would allow the feds to sell assets seized from the Russians. Like, how do we, let's sell the boats and use the dough, we'll give it to the Ukrainians to fight the war. I thought that was pretty, actually, clever. Right?
Right.
Why not?
Gun yachts. You know, they have
yeah.
these beautiful yachts and luxury boats fitted with, with cannons. I'm only,
right.
I'm kidding. The fact is, I guess they would turn the money into that. But go back to what you said earlier. All of this stuff is cosmetic. Economically, it doesn't necessarily amount to anything consequential in terms of the direction of the war. Just whether or not Russia will suffer major consequences or minor ones. The real story is what they're inflicting upon Ukraine and whether or not they'll stop there or will they continue and will they start to, take over other countries.
With the economy is the number one discussion topic this week. A lot of focus on what Disney is doing or contributing to the economy of Central Florida and whether or not the governor there can shake things up enough, what it's going to cost to the local taxpayer. Who knew that Disney controlled things the way they do? I found that to be the most fascinating part of the conversation. Didn't you?
Yes, it was an eye-opener, but it's also understandable. Those deals were made with Disney back when that land was barren. And
swampland.
There was no Orlando as a cultural and entertainment and hospitality center.
Do you remember
center.
The airport in Orlando when before Disney?
Orlando was a small city.
But the airport was a one strip, and there was a, when you come off of what is now the Beeline, where the airport is, and the building is still there, there were like three gates. I can remember going down there and thinking, how is this going to, how can they do what they want to do with this kind of an airport? And now you look at it today, good Lord.
So the point is, how can this happen? Well, had Florida not given Disney the kind of benefits and tax relief and support and help, Disney would probably never have gone on to build what they did and become a source of tremendous jobs and revenue for the state. So this all comes, from government private industry cooperation. I mean, for business, some states are thriving because they're tax friendly to big business. Others are suffering. People heading for the hills, such as California, because they're not friendly to business. Mm-hmm. So this was a case of the government of Florida being friendly to Disney, giving them advantages, making it work. And look what came. We have airports, we have infrastructure, we have highways, we have jobs, employment, all kinds of interesting cultural
icons. It has changed
icons.
Central Florida.
Right.
Changed it completely. And yes, the businesses that are connected to it, the jobs that are connected to it,
so
and the ancillary things like on the Space Coast, you don't have to go very far down that beeline to go to Melbourne and Cape Canaveral and stuff. You make a trip of it. There are all kinds of things. SeaWorld, those all, the Cape didn't develop because of Disney, but certainly all the other stuff that's around down there completely developed.
So to look at the story as, how does Disney get away with all of this? It's not looking at the big picture. And how it came about and how it happened and what its history is. Maybe the deal has to be changed, but it shouldn't be looked at in isolation or in a vacuum, because there's a history there and there have been a lot of benefits for everybody as a result of Disney having that break.
All right, so the economy is number one. I thought this was an interesting connection to that. The president said that the administration is looking at ways to reduce some, and that's in quotation marks, federal student loan debt. But specifically, they are not planning to forgive up to $50,000 per borrower. Obviously, that wouldn't look good because it's going to cost a lot of money. And who's going to pay for it? You and me. I already paid for college, didn't you? I don't want to pay again. I paid for my children, at least to a point. So I'm going to pay for somebody else that I don't even know. That's what the trouble is with these sorts of schemes, right?
Well, the trouble is, you know, if you relieve everybody's tax debt, these people, I mean, school debt, they went into it knowingly, even though maybe they didn't know as much as they should. I mean, there are cases to be made for that. But what about people who are not going to be exempt from that, who are not going to get the money back? People that are spending now.
Yeah, right.
So how do you create a situation that's fair and doesn't leave people out in the cold or people angry? This is not an easy problem to solve.
I just think about, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. What about the people who already paid?
Right.
On their own. You know, that's it. All of these schemes, Bernie Sanders, he comes up with, you know, maybe he wants to run for president again, whatever, it's free college for everybody. Nonsense! And who believes that? Only if you want to believe it, I guess. If you want to believe it, that's swell. But if you're realistic and know how the real world works, somebody's got to pay.
Yeah. On the other hand, and I agree with what you just said, but on the other hand, if you look at it objectively and you look at the rise in costs of colleges and you look at the way colleges operate, I think that colleges have to be reexamined and the place they have in our culture.
Yeah.
So it's a bigger situation than just, you know, somebody's got to pay, so who? It's how much is being paid. I mean, a lot of colleges are money-grubbing machines.
The other side of it is the professors. And I say this advisedly because my daughter is a college professor at UCLA, but she has three jobs. She teaches three classes. She also is in charge of the writing department. And therefore, administratively, she has a job that would be considered by somebody full-time to administer, to find the people, and to work out the courses that before she got there, amazingly enough, this is a college, one of the best colleges, and I'm blowing my daughter's horn, I guess, to a point, but one of the best colleges, public colleges in the country, if not the world, and they're in the heart of a city that needs writers to write products so that it can be created within the industry that runs the city. And there was no writing course at the college. And so Megan said to the head of the department, how come there's no writing course here? And he said, well, that's a good question. Why don't you research it and get back to me? And then after she did, he said, okay, you're in charge. And
that's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Well, she made her own job. She identified a need. And she acted upon it, and to their credit, they gave her the go-ahead. I think that's a great story.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but I'm saying that there are, that colleges, you know, I know other people who teach, you know, two or three courses a semester, and they go in two or three days a week, and they're there for two or three hours.
Well, you're talking about adjunct professors.
Adjunct professors, but no matter what. Couldn't we be doing better? Couldn't we be using these people who have all this education and all this knowledge?
Maybe we should be paying them. Do you realize that adjunct professors, in some cases, are working for free for the honor of being able to say they're attached to that college?
And I know other tenured college professors making $150,000 a year, and they aren't contributing, no matter what they measure, $150,000 worth of credit of contributions. To the college.
Back to my point that colleges have to be reevaluated in terms of the whole damn system.
Yeah. Don't you think that that college professors are sort of put, maybe appropriately in some ways, some places, into a circuit? They're looked upon as being somewhat different than the rest of the world. He's a college professor. Wow. You know, that kind of stuff? If that's true or not.
That's a very good question. Yeah, I think that to a certain level there's a prestige attached to being a college professor, but perhaps not as much as there was years ago, just like there used to be prestige attached to being a school teacher.
Or a policeman.
A policeman, a nurse.
Yeah.
But it's changing, and it's not 100% true in everything. I mean, some of the highest paid wealthy individuals now within everyday communities are the local plumber, electrician, carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's making a fortune.
Yeah, they are. They charge $160 an hour. God love them. People list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine for the last week of April. These are the people that are being talked about and their connection to the stories, the top 10 stories. Trevor Reed is at number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. Madison Cawthorn is 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 7. The old fossil himself, Mitch McConnell, number 6. Kevin McCarthy, who just looks like he's angry all the time, is 5. Donald Trump, he looks relaxed and rested now that he's not the president. The two Vlads at 3, Vladimir Putin, bad guy, bad Vlad. And then there's Mr. Zelensky, who's the other person at number 3. Number 2, Elon Musk and all of his activities. Number 1, Joe Biden, president of the United States, person responsible for lots of controversy. I think just as an aside, I wish he'd say what he wanted to say and people would not come back and say, oh, this is what he really meant. Anyway, we've got all of these stories and people listed on the website for the DJV Show, djvshow.com, and at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to find out who's in the conversation focus of the MH interview in a few moments. That'll happen after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a recap of the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories, by the way, every week both at talkers.com and djvshow.com. At number 10, the weather and stories related to that, pollution, what's going on in the oceans, etc. Number 9, immigration, specifically Title 42. Number 8, race relations. Number 7, crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 6, the continuing ad nauseum of January 6th. Number 5, the political realities of what's coming up in the midterm elections. COVID is 4, Russia, Ukraine, the war, all the ancillary stories with that. Number 3 this week, Elon Musk making lots of, I don't know if noise is the right word, but a lot of people paying attention to him because he acquired Twitter. Number 2 this week, and the economy is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so Michael, who's on the Michael Harrison interview schedule this week?
An interesting fellow, very important broadcaster. His name is Joe Madison. He's the highest-ranked African-American news talk radio host on our Heavy 100. And for years now, he has hosted the mornings on the Urban View channel at Sirius XM Satellite Radio. He's a civil rights activist, very, very active. He's been arrested. He's had hunger strikes. He's the real deal. He, you know, what do they say? He walks the walk as well as talks the talk. And we talk about the state of race relations in America. He has a new book called Radioactive. It's about his life. It's a memoir. And it's a very interesting conversation. MHinterview.com.
All right. Joe Madison, who was from Washington, was on local radio in Washington for a long time before he got the gig at Sirius XM. He has been, as you suggest, I'm thinking he's about my age by now, isn't he? About
our age. Again. He's in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and he's still at it. That's what I like about being able to do this. We can keep going no matter what our age. Michael Harrison, ageless, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20 and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is dedicated to helping teachers finish the school year strong and prepare ahead. With a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership, teachers can get a coupon for 20% back in bonus rewards on a qualifying in-store purchase through June 25th. Visit a local store to take advantage of same-day copy and print services, expanded product assortments, and a wide variety of other classroom essentials. This is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies and time-saving services to support your mission to educate and inspire future generations. Office Depot supports schools year-round through the Give Back to Schools program, which has so far given schools over $38 million in credits. And teachers, don't forget to gift yourselves. Check out Office Depot's Teacher Gift Guide to go with your free Office Depot Office Max Rewards program membership. Teachers are essential in every way, and your success is everything to us. To learn more, visit officedepot.com/rewardsoffers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the appearance of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert here on the Countdown, college professor of law, strangely enough, at Bentley University, and a practicing attorney, plus he's responsible for the website scamicide.com. And boy, is there a lot of activity this week, this month, this year, there. The FDA, I'm going to start with this. And I'm not, this is not from scammers, but maybe you put things like this up there because it's not about having your wealth stolen from you, but there's a certain amount of propriety, I guess, Steve, whether people can do they sue the folks that make Lucky Charms because people get sick? Are there ever lawsuits? You're eating Lucky Charms this week and you get vomiting, nausea, diarrhea. There's a website called IWasPoisoned.com.
Oh, my. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. But, is a reporting platform for these kind of things, and usually from that comes some lawsuits. So I guess there are a couple of angles here for this.
Yeah, there certainly could be. As far as product liability, you know, if someone is getting sick, and I saw the same stories about this, so there apparently was some kind of contamination in there with Lucky Charms. I guess they weren't quite so lucky.
Right.
But the bottom line is, yes, the companies are responsible for that. Actually, it's kind of a strict liability thing. Even if they're not negligent, their products have to meet certain standards. As a matter of fact, for consumer products, even, and this is interesting, a consumer product, even if it doesn't have a specific warranty, there's something called an implied warranty of merchantability, and that means it will be of good average quality, and certainly with that, it definitely implies that it has to be safe. So, you know, the amount of damages, and by damages, that's the legal term for the money you get, I don't know, you know, how serious the harm was to people. I think we probably will see some lawsuits.
All right. Number four this week on the countdown story list is a focus on COVID. And the reason I bring it up with you is that the Department of Justice is bringing criminal charges in a fraud scheme, or a number of them, apparently, that included overcharging for medical services, creating and selling fake vaccine cards, all the stuff that has, you know, when there's a lot of money, obviously there are going to be people trying to take advantage. Several defendants used COVID testing to gather patients' personal info and then submitted claims for more, you know, unnecessary tests and stuff. So they've been screwing the system because they know how the system works. So what do we do about that?
Yeah, this is big. COVID was the perfect storm for scammers. And in fact, on Scamicide.com, touting my own horn here, the New York Times cited Scamicide as one of the top three sources for information about COVID scams, with the other two being government agencies. You point out what the Justice Department is doing now, and there have been literally hundreds of people taking advantage of the fact that when money was getting out to people, the effort was to get it out as quick as possible, and security was secondary. The same thing with cards, and the same thing with vaccines. You know, the emphasis was on getting things out fast. So now that we're getting more into an endemic rather than a pandemic, the Justice Department, which had been bringing actions against purveyors of phony cures and some of the people with cards and identity theft by stealing information, now they're really going full bore, and I think this is important. In fact, one that a lot of people may not be aware of, there was an organized cyber crime group, not surprisingly, from Nigeria, that literally stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the various states' unemployment systems. They went in and they bought social security numbers of people that were being sold on the dark web, that part of the internet where criminals buy and sell goods. Those social security numbers were obtained from data breaches, and then used those to make the applications in the United States. They had money mules, people here who would get the money and wire it back, and the government's going after those guys as well.
As well they ought to. All right, so check out Scamicide.com. As Steve said, one of the most prestigious places to get information, and there's certainly a look at. I got three more stories here we don't have time for. Scammers in the war against Ukraine. I mean, they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
So check out Scamicide.com. That's Steve's website. Steve and J.J. Wiseman, our official legal advisor here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Freshly.com/terms.
I really want to eat better, but I don't have the time. What can I do?
Go to Freshly.com. Our nutritionist-approved meals are prepared by skilled chefs and delivered to you fresh every week.
I don't have time to prep and cook.
Freshly's meals are already cooked. Just put them in the microwave for 3 minutes, and you've got a hot, gourmet, delicious, nutritious meal. And now, get $125 off your first 5 orders when you text BITE to 64,000. With Freshly, there's no worry about grocery shopping, ingredient checking, or hours spent prepping and cooking. Savor Freshly's variety. From comfort food classics that are carb smart and gluten free to dairy free options, plant based meals, and more. And you can adjust meals and deliveries based on your schedule.
A healthy, delicious meal in 3 minutes? I have time for that.
That's Freshly.
And now get $125 off your first 5 orders when you text BITE to 64,000. That's BITE to 64,000. That's B-I-T.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump hit the hustings in the Midwest Sunday.
6 months from now, the people of Nebraska are going to vote to fire the radical left Democrats. We're going to elect Charles W. Herbster, a good man, a very good man. He's going to be elected as your governor, and you're going to send an incredible slate of true American First Republicans to Congress, and together we're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career. Once and for all.
Mr. Trump holding a Save America rally in Greenwood. An operation to evacuate civilians from a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol underway. The effort to bring civilians out of the sprawling Azovstal steel plant was being done Sunday with the International Committee of the Red Cross, along with coordinating with Ukrainian and Russian officials. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the first group of about 100 people was headed to Ukrainian-controlled territory. There's a big reward out in the case of an escaped inmate and the corrections officer who was escorting him.
The U.S. Marshals Service is offering up to $10,000 for information about an escaped inmate in Alabama who was jailed on a capital murder charge and a missing correctional officer. 38-year-old Casey Cole White and 56-year-old Assistant Director of Corrections Vicky White left Lauderdale County Detention Center Friday morning and have not been seen since. They are not related. At a news conference Friday, authorities disclosed Officer White said they were going to what she termed a mental health evaluation for the 6'9" inmate. Authorities said there was no mental health evaluation scheduled, and the officer violated department policy that calls for 2 sworn deputies to escort inmates. I'm Mike Grostia.
Tens of thousands of people marched in cities across Europe on Sunday for May Day, protesting and honoring workers. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Germany says it's making progress on weaning itself off Russian fossil fuels.
A German official says the country should be fully independent of crude oil imports from Russia by late summer. Economy and Climate Minister Robert Habeck says Europe's largest economy has already reduced its share of Russian imports for oil, coal, and natural gas. He says those steps mean increased costs for consumers, but adds they are necessary if we no longer want to be blackmailed by Russia. In the meantime, the European Union is considering an embargo on Russian oil and has already decided to ban Russian oil imports starting in August. Jason Walker reporting.
Amazon and the group that successfully organized the company's first ever U.S. union drive headed for a rematch on Monday. A federal labor board will tally votes cast by warehouse workers in yet another election on Staten Island. More at townhall.com. Justice Department's weighing in against an Alabama law which prohibits sex change treatments for those under the age of 19.
The department filed a motion that intervenes in an existing lawsuit which seeks to block the law from taking effect on May 8th. The action comes after the DOJ sent a letter to all 50 states warning that such laws could be unconstitutional. The Alabama law makes it a felony for doctors to treat youth with puberty blockers and hormones. Alabama's Attorney General issued a statement in response saying, quote, the Biden administration has chosen to prioritize leftist politics at the expense of Alabama's children, unquote. He's vowing to protect them. George Williams reporting.
Traditional homeless shelters long off limits to pets, leaving animal owners who want to get off the streets with a difficult choice. But now, pending legislation in California would make a pilot program known as the Pet Assistance and Support Program permanent. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
4,000.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk.
News Talk.
I just changed my base of operation to New York City.
It's my favorite format, is the News Talk.
News Talk. You know what? Me too. Jennifer, we have so much in common.
I know.
It's
why we're
News
here.
Talk. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So we're supposed to go over the charts for this past week. Last week of April.
Shorts?
April. The shorts. It's going to be that kind of an hour.
It's
huh?
That kind of week.
I know that. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. The overview, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The news this week and the stories, it's called News Talk Radio because we talk about the news. And so I'll go through the list. Sometimes we take them apart or I decide I want to do it as we go through the list, talking about the various things that are there. And then sometimes I just like to sort of change it up a little bit every week so it doesn't become predictable, although the predictability of doing the top 10 stories and the top 10 people, that's something you can count on listening to the program. But the good thing about it, and one of the other things that's good about it, is that these stories change every week. A couple of really interesting changes in where the numbers, the placement of the numbers on the issues, and I'll go through those for you now so you can hear, you understand what I'm talking about. At number 10, this is one of those things. I wish this was like the NFL football stuff because I think it's more interesting. I think we've run out of things to say about what's going on in the world, although that doesn't stop people from talking about the climate and the weather and stuff, but it's become banal. But anyway, that's what's number 10. So we won't spend much time talking about that. Number nine, immigration, even though that's banal, there are a number of things that are happening like Title 42 that we ought to talk about a little bit here, because those are that river is ever-changing. Number eight, the story of our racial discomfort or I don't know, what's the right word? We're not comfortable with the color of our skin and others. Obviously, the whole issue of being, you know, the worrying, this usually means Black Lives Matter stuff, but it goes deeper than that. And I think we got a couple of things to talk about with regard to that this week. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number seven, January 6th. Oh, my God. Number six, it's still there. Interesting political stuff this week from Bernie Sanders. We'll talk about that in a second. COVID, number four.
He's not done yet.
No, he's
spoiler alert.
No. Number three, the war. Number two, Elon Musk. And number one, the economy. On the people side of things, Trevor Reed is at 10, Janet Yellen at 9, Madison Cawthorn at 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7, Mitch McConnell at 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Trump 4, Putin 3, Musk 2, and Biden 1. Okay, so there's the list. Let's go to number 9. The number 9 story this week is focused on immigration and Title 42. So, Jennifer, would you mind explaining what Title 42 is? Both of you can, sure, if you want.
The reason you're hearing a lot about it, and I think there's some confusion. I think a lot of people think that Title 42 is remain in Mexico, and that's not exactly what it is. What Title 42 is, was put into place by the Trump administration as the pandemic was starting to rage, and that allowed immigration authorities to get migrants that land on U.S. borders basically out because of the risk of COVID and bringing it in from other countries, right? Importing a disease during a pandemic, not a great idea. And so the CDC was backed behind this. It actually started in March of 2020, and it was the attempt to stop the spread of COVID-19 so that migrants could be expelled at the border, and it's been extended. Now, it's set to end on May 23rd. Many people believe the Biden administration has not really been enforcing it all that well to begin with, and even a court had to get involved a few months back saying you have to go by this rule. This is a rule that's in place. You have to expel migrants who are coming here by themselves because of the threat of COVID. So that's ending on May 23rd. It will not be renewed. It's an indication, despite what the administration says about what's going on in airplanes, that the pandemic is winding down and that the pandemic stage of COVID is over. That's a good thing. The bad thing is that it was allowing some control at the border, and that's going away. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of things. The first is when it's gone, it sends a message to people who want to come here and to the cartels that they're not going to have any trouble bringing more people in. And so we're expecting, even though that there are, you know, literally a million people who have already come into the country in this fiscal year alone, that number is going to skyrocket over the next couple of months. And so the deterrence of Title 42 is gone just for people who are deciding whether or not to make the trek. Part two is, what do we expect the Biden administration to do to enforce any laws at the border? And there isn't a really clear-cut plan. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was testifying this week. It's become a priority of the Republican Congress to say, if we win the majority in the election in November, we're going to start impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas because of the complete failure at the border. Please. Nobody's been there from the administration. I mean, just, it's bad.
But it's not him alone that's responsible. All of these people
it's under his umbrella, and he could go. I mean, they've done it before.
Yeah.
So that being said, what was really revealing, and this kind of piggybacks probably with what number two, the Twitter story on the list this week, is that when he was in this testimony, one of the things he admitted to is that the Biden administration under Department of Homeland Security has now a disinformation branch of the federal government that has been set up to tamp down on what they call disinformation. A lot of people believe, even though Twitter used to say there's no censorship, everybody knows that there was censorship going on Twitter. And now that that's gone, the government has got their own branch as a backup plan that's going to start slapping misinformation claims on people. And you know, I know you don't, we have had conversations before, and it's not really helpful to compare what is today with what was, but just imagine the reaction of people under a Trump presidency if he decided to go after the so-called fake news with the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, could you imagine if Trump started to silence the news media with a branch of government? That's exactly what the Biden administration said that they're doing, and they just brought it to the forefront this week in these immigration hearings because it's all going to be run under the Department of Homeland Security. And they've even got, like, a minister of disinformation that's been hired to run this agency. So... I mean, it's like 1984 stuff.
And meanwhile, Trump has joined what's called Truth Social.
It's his company, yeah.
It's his, but it was up there, and he's now officially on it, I guess, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, so the thing with Truth Social is kind of weird. It launched a while ago. Devin Nunes, who is a congressman, quit Congress to go run this company. And when they first launched it, I think they launched too soon, and it was still like in a beta testing mode. So everybody signed up, and then they were put on a waiting list, and their profile was not created. I know because I did this, and you couldn't use the platform until like this past weekend. So at Trump's rally over the weekend in Ohio, he said, yeah, Truth Social's up and running. And now that that information is spread, it's the top downloaded app in all of the Apple Store. And people are downloading it all over the place now. So, yeah, it's definitely catching some momentum. It's going to have to keep working. It's actually a nice, usable platform. It looks a lot like Twitter. But we'll see if people will keep up the momentum and if they'll be able to get rid of the glitches that they had in the first few months of service.
All right. So, number one this week is the economy. And I kind of want to jump around just a little bit here while we have you focused on things that are going on not only around the country but in California where you are. I noticed this week we were talking on the DJV program about the governor of California saying, yep, we got to tax gasoline more. We'll put more taxes on it. Not that there isn't. It's the by far the heaviest tax load that anybody has to pay buying gasoline anywhere in the country. So now there apparently is in the state of California a budget surplus. Of course, Gavin Newsom is going to take all the credit. Right. So here the question has come up about taxpayers getting a rebate. So on one hand, these morons want to charge more, put more taxes on gasoline to hurt everybody who's driving. And on the other hand, well, look at all this money we got left over. We'll have to redistribute it. So how do they decide who is the money is going to, how it's redistributed, which is another thing that the Democrats love to talk about, redistribution of wealth. So how's this all going to work, Jennifer?
Well, it's really, I mean, it's very easy to have a surplus when you charge everybody that lives in California a ton of money to live here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're taxing the heck out of everybody. Of course, they're going to have lots of money laying around in Sacramento. So a couple of problems, I think, for Gavin Newsom and for the Democrats who are leading the state. They had an opportunity to put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is set to go up again on July 1st. They had to stop it by May 1st. That doesn't happen, so it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So it looks like the gas tax is going to go up. I think 5.6% is what it's set to go up, which is another couple of cents a gallon for people. But at the same time, if you have a surplus, why are we not stopping the taxes? Why? I mean, we've got water restrictions going in California, really high gas prices that were announced this week. So to brag about a surplus seems a little bit short-sighted when people realize that they're paying a lot of money to live here. The economic story, I know. The economic story that I think is probably even more important to people across the country is that the economy contracted during the first 3 months of the year. That was a surprise to a lot of people. If it does it again, this fear of recession is going to be there. It already is.
Drummed up by the news media and the social media.
The fear of recession, all that is.
There are always recessions. There are daily recessions, weekly recessions. Yeah. Things go up and things go down. This is more nonsense to scare people. Oh, my God.
But I think you've had a lot of economists be pretty I don't know. They don't want to say, yes, we're headed to a recession, or at least they haven't. But now I think the number is about 35% of economists say that we could be headed
to a recession. So what good does that do? So under the
well, the problem is inflation. The inflation rate is driving up there.
No, that's not what I'm saying. To continue to talk about it,
yeah,
that's the thing that really is the
bug. Well, that's what makes the story so big, is that, you know, people are talking about it, and people are afraid about their financial future.
But they're afraid. That's just the point. And being afraid doesn't fix anything. All right, we'll continue. 18 after. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
More freedom of speech on Twitter from now on, and less shadow banning of pro-freedom, pro-capitalist, pro-constitution kind of tweets.
Yeah.
Jim Boyle says, it's his money. He can buy whatever he wants. True that, Jim. True that.
Yeah.
Stephen J. says, I am interested to see what he does with it. If you haven't noticed, he's rich because he's smart.
Aha!
It's a valid statement. And you have Della Schofield, who says, all the people complaining about lack of freedom of speech, when what they're actually fighting for is freedom to spew hate speech. So that's a different perspective.
Don't worry. There'll be plenty of hate on Twitter still. You don't have to worry about that.
Right. I was going to say, in every other social media platform.
Going downhill.
All right. So Donald Trump has been held in civil contempt in New York. What are people saying about that?
Linda Green says, just post when he's finally arrested. I'm tired of hearing about all of his crimes, and yet he remains free. Anyone else would have already been in prison.
Interesting.
Jim Mahoney's take is he's not above the law. Now do something about it. We are all held accountable except for the former guy. Where Gwen Ashton says it's a distraction to what a disaster Biden and his crew have become. Mm-hmm. And Judith Jacobs kind of echoes that, saying, breathlessly awaiting the subpoena for Hunter, Joe, and other associates of the Biden crime syndicate.
What an interesting way of putting it, the Biden crime, the BCS. All right, so what are people saying about the situation in Ukraine?
Yeah, that war. Chris Katz says the Russian citizens will need to rise up against Putin if they want him out. Somehow the truth needs to get to the people. If they see the atrocities and see how many of their own countrymen have died, maybe they'll rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie Meyer says civilians are trapped. Many are fighting to protect their country because they don't have other options. Not everyone can find some place to go or, quote-unquote, start over. Joe Roscoe says, if you look at the different news sites around the world, everyone is reporting differently on the war. It's hard deciding what to believe with everyone having their own agenda.
No, it's not. Go ahead. What else?
Can't really deny some of the things that are happening, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Amy Mule says, Putin is a threat to all peace-loving inhabitant of the whole world. He must fall.
Yep. There you go. All right, I found something interesting that I wanted to spend a moment on. The comedian Bill Burr, and I didn't know much about him. I guess he's on stage on SNL from time to time. He has been writing about Gina Carano's public firing from The Mandalorian because of a tweet that some people deemed offensive. She was an MMA fighter. She turned actor. She'd been a lot of stuff, pretty recognizable. And Burr, who's a liberal, said he thought it was funny that the liberals proved her point. And he said, it's disappointing to see the left become how the right used to be when they went after the Dixie Chicks after they criticized George Bush. Remember that? A lot of people
most
of just trying not to get in trouble. But there's this small collection of lunatics, either on the right or the left, at any given moment, that cause hysteria. I agree with him 100%. 28 after the hour.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The cash back you've earned at the end of your first year? Automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 34 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on this week in the News Talk Radio field, in the world of News Talk Radio, with eminent stars of the DJV program, including me. How do you like that? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and my friend John Harper has joined us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. I love having him here from time to time with his perspective. And because Victoria's off this week, gives us a chance to deal with John and his thoughts. And I think we ought to start with, in terms of number one, the economy, the circumstances in Florida where there seems to be a conflict. How do you like that for being genteel? Between the government of Florida, the governor, and the Disney folks, and what the impact of that is. I don't think a lot of people knew, John, that Disney sort of operated in its own world and has for the decades since it bought all that land, the cheap land. And it was bought not by Disney, but by some company that nobody ever heard of so that it didn't attract attention, right?
That's absolutely right. And the late 50s, early 60s, I can remember my father driving my brother and I through Orlando and Orange Grove, and there was a sign going up saying future home of Disney World. And we kind of wondered what was that all about, and the name of the company, the company that bought the land was not recognizable. So you're absolutely right, Doug, but Disney throughout the decades has kind of had their own little government going on there in that portion of Orange County, and they have done a lot of things quietly, and they've done their own thing, and now it's come to light of some of the things that the governor doesn't like but doesn't realize that it could impact the citizens of the state of Florida over $1 billion in revenue if that goes through and if it is lost. And a lot of people are waking up to that fact.
So in terms of that area, you're on the Space Coast. I always say to people that the best experience I ever had in going down there was going to the Space Coast when you and I would go over there when Jay Honeycutt was running the space mm-hmm. station and the whole right. that whole shuttle system, and we had access to it, and it's just a great feel-good place and a wonderful place for people to go take their children to see what goes on there. You're going to go to Disney World, okay, that's all right, but there are lots of other things going on in that area besides Disney, right?
Well, there certainly is, Doug, and to the listeners as well. And now there are so many rockets being launched by SpaceX that just about a rocket is going up once a week, and you can time your vacation or whatever it is that you want to see and do. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
that's
it's
so cool.
pretty spectacular. And SpaceX and Elon Musk have certainly put the Space Coast back on the map and mm-hmm. doing some great things here in the area. Jennifer was asking me what people here thought about Elon Musk, and just very positive feelings and thoughts toward him and what he and his company, SpaceX, are doing for this particular area of the state.
You know, it really bothers me about the attitude some people have toward Elon Musk. Here's a guy who's smart, as one of our listeners pointed out when we were going through all the social media comments for issues of the week. He's smart. He's created something out of nothing. It's the American way. It's the American dream. And here he is. He gets criticized by people.
He's also picked up where the government's failed us with the space program. I mean, I know one of the things that we totally agree with 100%, Doug, is that our space program brought people together, Democrats, Republicans, yep. everybody rooted yep. for America when it came to space launches. And now that was gone. And so here comes Elon Musk, and he picks up that torch and he goes with it. I don't know what to think about Elon Musk. I don't really care, but what he does as a businessman is,
well,
I think, pretty incredible.
Yeah, I don't care who his girlfriend is. Why does that make any difference? The fact that he bought Twitter this past week and what it did to, never mind the fact that he paid $54 a share for it, way above what really it seemed to be valued at. But the idea that he says he's going to make sure that what comes out on Twitter will be better, enhancing new features
And he did it again. He identified a problem, right?
Right.
Something that wasn't working, like the space program, like Twitter. And he put his money where his mouth is. So
And we don't go running around at this point blaming. It's not about blaming anything. It's fix the problem. You know, you can go back to when George Bush was president and he screwed up the space program by cutting the budget. And then Obama didn't do it any good either. And so we've kind of fallen on darker times down there. I remember when the announcement was made, there were 6,000 people got laid off like in 1 week when the shuttle system was sort of cut. But we could still be using the shuttles.
But that has certainly come back, and the workforce is growing every day. There are new companies, especially coming here from California, and they're moving in, bringing high-paid salaries to the area. And all of this is a spinoff of what Elon Musk and SpaceX has been doing for the Space Coast of Florida.
Yep. All right, let's go back to number eight, which is the story, the race relations, the issues around it. Some people say the FDA's proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is racist. Well, there's always going to be somebody that says it's racist. More black people smoke menthol cigarettes, apparently. Now the FDA has become racist, and Joe Biden is a racist, and yada, yada, yada. So, menthol cigarettes, as far as I'm concerned, we ought to make all smoking of everything illegal.
Here's the problem with that, though, and look, I agree with you. I'm not a smoker. I think smoking is bad. It's slicing up your lungs.
It costs us a lot in insurance. Yeah.
I know.
Taxes.
But what I fear, and again, here's the word fear, the F word, but what I fear will happen, I mean, think about Freddie Gray. He was the guy who lost his life, right, selling an illegal cigarette on the streets of New York. So these menthol cigarettes are not going to go away. I think by making them illegal, the government might be inadvertently creating a black market for them. And I don't know if that's going to be any better. You're still going to have people who are sick. You're still going to have people who are smoking. You're just going to have now a whole underbelly, and you're adding to the culture of, you know, underground distribution of things like this. So I don't know how much it really is going to help. I think it's kind of a dumb attempt, actually.
John, I'd like to get your comments on this number eight, sticking with race relations. SpaceX sent, six people into space this week, and one of them was a black woman named Jessica Watkins. So the headline isn't around, or the tribute isn't made for all the people who went up. The only name you see is Jessica Watkins because she's black. And I find that extraordinarily offensive. Maybe she is there. I hope she's not there because she's black. I hope she's not there because she's a woman. I hope she's there because scientifically she knows how to do research. She's smart. She's been well trained. And she's one of the best qualified people to go up there. So, but, you know, again, here we are twisting that race screw into the side of who knows what.
Very well qualified, Doug, and for the listeners as well, and she came with impeccable qualifications, and that's why she was chosen to fly on that particular mission, and it didn't matter.
But that's not the headline, John. The headline
exactly.
is she's the first black woman on the International Space Station. That's the headline. Not that she's qualified. Not that she's good. And that's what bugs the you-know-what out of me, anyway.
It seems like in many respects, Doug, we haven't advanced too far. If we're still worried about if she's black or whatever the color may be or nationality, and that's unfortunate. Instead of in this day and age just looking at how a particular person is qualified to fly to the International Space Station.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's kind of sad.
All right, here's another example. Every year, the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism tracks incidents of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism, that sort of thing. And this year, 2,700 incidents all over the country, a 34% increase from the year before. So what is this? We're back to skinheads and, you know, Holocaust deniers and harassment and things putting on, you know, on the side of synagogues, spray cans of things. There have been a lot of anti-Semitic assaults on people, a huge increase in that in the past year or so. So to what do we attribute? Is this immaturity? Is it, you know, because we keep talking about the rise of the skinheads, anti-Semitic, at the same time that Putin says he's going to save the Ukrainians from the Nazis, this stuff is going on. This is a racial, you know, the ethnic side of Judaism versus the religious side has impact like this all over the place, does it not?
Well, it most certainly does. The implications are all over the place, as you said, Doug, and it kind of backs up what we were just saying about the woman who just came back from flying to the International Space Station. It's the same thing all over again. And what has changed? It seems like second verse, same as the first.
That's good. Number five, partisan politics. Let's hear it for Bernie.
Speaking of more division, there we go, from politics to race.
So what is Bernie wants what to happen? I thought this was pretty interesting, Jennifer.
Well, I think Bernie Sanders is looking to maybe run again for president. He says, talking a lot about how Democrats are going to take a shellacking this year, that the messaging has been wrong. He was making suggestions for how to reframe things going into the midterm elections. But I think there are a lot of people, and he himself has said he hasn't ruled out running again. And if you look at what Bernie Sanders has done, I know a lot of people discount him because he's, you know, got the coat and he looks, you know, it's Vermont chic is his style, sort of. But I think what in 2016, he changed the flow of the election, right? He was the guy from the outside who did really well, and he attracted a lot of people in. By the time 2020 came around, he had really set the tone for the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party went very hard left following the track of Bernie Sanders, where a lot of people who were on that primary stage during 2020 on the Democrat side were actually trying to out left Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And so from being the outlier to setting the tone in 2020, is it possible that he's got a shot in 2024, even given his age and such?
But who are they talking to? This is not
young
the majority.
People.
This is not middle America at all, by any stretch of the imagination.
The polling that has come out says that young people, by and large, are disenfranchised with both parties. They don't like Democrats. They don't like Republicans. Joe Biden's polling, I think he had, and I'm just quoting a survey that came out literally like 2 days ago. His polling is bad with everybody, but with young people, at this time last year, he had like a 60% approval rating, and now it's down to, I think, about 39 or 40%. So young people have totally dropped off of what they think Joe Biden is capable of. So they're going to be looking for someone, and who can capture young people? It might actually be the 80-year-old guy in his coat. I mean, it seems kind of funny, but
his mittens.
It could be
true. Yeah, amazing. Be interesting to see how he plays and some of the others. The revival of the White House Correspondents' Dinner coming up next week. That'll be on everybody's mind. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a recap of the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories, by the way, every week, both at talkers.com and djvshow.com. At number 10, the weather and stories related to that, pollution, what's going on in the oceans, etc. Number 9, immigration, specifically Title 42. Number 8, race relations. Number 7, crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 6, the continuing ad nauseum of January 6th. Number 5, the political realities of what's coming up in the midterm elections. COVID is 4, Russia, Ukraine, the war, all the ancillary stories with that. Number 3 this week, Elon Musk making lots of, I don't know if noise is the right word, but a lot of people paying attention to him because he acquired Twitter. Number 2 this week, and the economy is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, thank you, John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, and coming up to 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
People list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine for the last week of April. These are the people that are being talked about and their connection to the stories, the top 10 stories. Trevor Reed is at number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. Madison Cawthorn is 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 7. The old fossil himself, Mitch McConnell, number 6. Kevin McCarthy, who just looks like he's angry all the time, is 5. Donald Trump, he looks relaxed and rested. Now that he's not the president, the two Vlads at 3, Vladimir Putin, bad guy, bad Vlad. And then there's Mr. Zelensky, who's the other person at number 3. Number 2, Elon Musk and all of his activities. Number 1, Joe Biden, president of the United States, person responsible for lots of controversy. I think just as an aside, I wish he'd say what he wanted to say and people would not come back and say, oh, this is what he really meant. Anyway, we've got all of these stories and people listed on the website for the DJV Show, djvshow.com, and at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, friends and family savings. Just in time for Mother's Day. Speaking of, I got my mom the cutest pajamas for just $27.99, a trendy spring dress for under $25, and 65% off fine jewelry. Ooh, she's one lucky lady. So am I. Did I mention I got an extra 25% off, and because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $20 off? Count on Kohl's for more style and more savings. Select style, $20 off $100 in-store only, 25% off rents May 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to overview the top five items, counting down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. As Victoria is out, I'm joined by Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. Number five, Jay, is what's going on at Amazon.
Well, they can begin construction on the helix-shaped tower centerpiece of its second headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. The project will comprise 2.8 million square feet of the office space in three 22-story buildings, and
wow,
it's expected to be completed in 2025. This is expected to create 25,000 jobs in the state.
Hmm. But think about that. What Amazon is doing, what they're building around the country, you can't go into any state and not find some huge big warehouse that's on acres and acres of land. And so the warehouses are one thing, but this is an office building.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, this is their second headquarters. So you're going to have the three buildings, 2.5 acres of public open spaces. There's going to be restaurants, there will be green space, an amphitheater, a dog run, retail pavilions. It's like its own community.
Yep. A lot of that going on around the country. Google did that, or still doing it in California, as a matter of fact. So is Microsoft. At number four this week, big tech companies like Google, speaking of Google, and Facebook, or at least the parent of Facebook, Meta, have to police their platforms better to better protect users in Europe from hate speech, disinformation, a lot of other harmful online content. This sort of goes along with a poll that we were talking about on the DJV program of people just wanting information and being tired of the disinformation that's so apparent, especially on the free and open technical spots like Facebook and Twitter and that ilk. The European Union clinched the agreement in principle on what they call the Digital Services Act. A lot of negotiations began last week. The law will force tech companies to make it easier for users to flag problems, to ban online advertising aimed at children especially, and to empower regulators to punish noncompliance with billions of dollars of fines. Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission here have filed antitrust actions against Google and Facebook. Congress has been divided on efforts to address competition, privacy, and disinformation. Well, another example of Congress not doing their job, as far as I'm concerned. All right, we're counting them down. At number three, Jay, a focus on the FCC.
Yeah, they're going to be voting May 19th on a plan to help curb the flow of overseas robocalls in the U.S. The rules, if adopted, it would mean that gateway providers, which carry the international calls to American networks, they have to participate in robocall mitigation efforts. Now, that means that providers would have to aid in blocking efforts and take responsibility for any illegal robocalls. And if they fail to comply with the rules, the providers could be blocked by other network participants.
I think this is something that most Americans would say it's about time. Again, another example of the just toothless government that we are being served by. This is something long ago that should have been addressed. Okay, number two on our countdown of the hot tech stories this week. Russia, according to Microsoft, conducting hundreds of cyber attacks. I think this is a couple of really important stories. The one you just did on robocalls and this one is, these are very important for people who understand. If you didn't hear the story, listen up. The report that Russia has carried out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cyber attacks, destructive attacks against not only Ukraine, but us, Europe, everywhere around the world. So Microsoft, which is working with, in this circumstance, the Ukrainian cybersecurity people to defend against these cyber attacks, said the Russians have relentlessly been after the Ukrainian government's, all of their software and the communication between the two, trying to degrade it or just wipe it out. Six separate Russian state actors carried out at least 237 operations against Ukraine. The 40% or 40 of those were destructive attacks aimed at permanently destroying files and hundreds of systems. And they've been doing that not only in Ukraine, but obviously more of it now because of the war. But the infrastructure that they've gone after here in our country, the elections, that kind of stuff, isn't it time that we do something pretty imperative and pretty strong to make a statement about that. I think that's the case anyway. All right, quickly, number one, Jay.
Elon Musk has bought Twitter. We all know this. $44 billion in cash, helped when kind of arranged by Morgan Stanley. And his main goal is to, what he says, make Twitter better. New features, algorithms, open source to increase trust, and all that good stuff.
Isn't it very interesting how there's so much focus now on these sort of operations and making things legit? 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her delegation vow U.S. support after meeting with Ukraine's president.
A U.S. congressional delegation led by Pelosi praised the Ukrainian people for their courage during a news conference in Poland. This comes a day after they made a surprise visit to the Ukrainian capital to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States. A message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
The visit came 2 days after President Biden asked Congress for $33 billion in aid to assist Ukraine's fight against Russia, more than twice the size of his initial ask. Pelosi and her delegation vows long-term U.S. military, humanitarian, and economic support until it defeats Russia. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Germany says it's making progress in weaning itself off Russian fossil fuels and expects to be fully independent of Russian crude oil imports by late summer. But the economy and climate minister Robert Habeck says it also means increased costs for the economy and for consumers. Former President Trump held a rally in Greenwood, Nebraska Sunday afternoon, telling the thousands gathered that it didn't take long for President Biden to hurt America.
But you could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have been able to do, and they certainly haven't done, the damage that Joe Biden has done to our country in just 16 months.
Mr. Trump has another rally planned for this coming Friday night in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. For travelers going to southern Europe, summer vacations got a whole lot easier. Italy and Greece relaxing some COVID restrictions before the peak summer tourist season. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Hundreds of urban areas in the U.S. are becoming rural, and it's not because of anything they've done.
The Census Bureau is changing the definition of an urban area. If the new criteria were applied to those places designated urban areas a decade ago, more than 1,300 would not qualify. For starters, the Bureau is switching to housing units instead of people for the calculation. Now, under the old criteria, a place had to have at least 2,500 people to be urban. Now, it will need at least 2,000 housing units, equivalent to about 5,000 people. Jason Walker reporting.
Ohio voters head to the polls Tuesday to choose between former President Trump's candidate, J.D. Vance, for an open U.S. Senate seat, and several other contenders who spent months looking for Mr. Trump's endorsement. In the following weeks, elections in Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. At townhall.com. This week's economic calendar includes an update on the employment picture for April, along with a news briefing by the Federal Reserve Chairman.
Fed Chief Jerome Powell's midweek news conference will no doubt get plenty of attention as the markets look for clues on interest rates and the central bank's inflation-fighting strategy. Also Wednesday, payroll processor ADP releases its employment report, while the government's jobs report is due out on Friday. The coming week will also see updates on consumer credit, factory orders, and construction spending. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Justice Department reached a settlement against the Virginia retirement system over the employment rights of an Army National Guard soldier. The government says the major had been a Prince George County Police Department detective for 14 years when he called up to active duty, but U.S. attorneys say the county refused to let him return to that position when his active duty assignment ended. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Conditions at straighttalk.com.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellamy, open this time with the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny Program, featuring special guest Eddie Cantor. And later we shift to the realm of science fiction, as X-1 presents The Seventh Order, a story of man versus machine, as a killer robot arrives on Earth. At the end of our previous show, we're in the midst of a spring 1943 episode, and in featuring two radio legends. And in addition to Benny and Cantor, you'll hear Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Phil Harris, and announcer Don Wilson. Also joining in the fun, Cantor's longtime cast member Burt Gordon as the Mad Russian. Let's get back to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to continue with our story of what happened when Jack rented Eddie Cantor's house in Palm Springs.
Hey, you big fat stool pigeon. Tell him everything.
Well, bright and early Tuesday morning, Jack, Mary, Dennis, Phil, and myself were out on Highway 99 hitchhiking our way to Palm Springs. Mary had no trouble stopping a truck.
I use the old garter trick, folks.
Yeah.
And before many hours had passed, we had arrived at the springs and were hiding in the bushes in front of Cantor's house. It seems that Jack...
You stay in the bushes here, and I'll go up and ring the doorbell.
What do we have to stay here for, Mr. Benny?
Not so loud, Dennis.
If you think I'm going to spend 5 days in these hollyhocks, you're crazy.
It'll only be for a few minutes. Once I get inside, you can all drop in casually. I don't want the caretaker to tell Cantor that I brought a whole gang with me. After all, you know how cheap he is.
How cheap is he, expert?
Phil, pull your head down and try to look like a hollyhock.
I look more like a gladiola.
Why?
I worry about things.
Dennis!
flower should be smelled and not heard. Now, remember, fellas, when I give the signal, come in casually, you know. Let's see. Where's the doorbell? Oh, here it is. We want candor. What a ham. Pull your heads down, kids. Here comes somebody. Holy smoke, the house is haunted.
How do you do?
How do you do? Are you the custodian?
I beg your pardon.
I said, are you the caretaker?
No, you didn't. You said, are you the custodian?
Well, custodian and caretaker are identical. They're synonyms. They're synonymous.
You save time by ignoring me.
Look, all I want to know is, what do you do here?
Eddie Camper pays me to stay here and keep burglars away.
Burglars? Well, are there many burglars in Palm Springs?
Only me.
Oh, you're kidding. You wouldn't take anything.
I wouldn't take anything. Have you got the correct time, please?
Why, that's strange. I must have left my watch at home.
Silly boy.
Well, look, I'm Jack Benny.
The feeling is mutual.
What do you mean the feeling is mutual?
I don't like you and you don't like me.
Look, I'm Jack Benny. Mr. Cantor said I could use his house this week.
You're Jack Benny?
Yes, I'm Jack Benny.
If I look like you when I reach your age, I shouldn't reach it.
What's that got to do with it? Are you going to let me in or not?
Yes, come in and bring those hollyhocks with you.
Come on in, kids. Everything's all set. Come on.
Have both seats, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we all took our luggage, went inside the house, and made ourselves comfortable. Jack, of course, took Eddie's room and started to unpack his bag.
Let's see. I got my white flannels and my blazer. My parasol, in case it gets too sunny.
And here's your bathing trunk.
Thank you. Now, where's my... Oh, darn it, now I won't be able to go in swimming.
What's the matter? Did you forget your muscles?
No, I forgot my water wings.
What's the difference? You couldn't blow them up anyway.
Cut that out.
Hey, Jackson. Tanner sure got a swell layout here. Look at all those pictures of movie stars on the wall.
That's right, Phil. We're all up there. There's my picture over there.
Where, Mr. Benny?
Right there, above the dresser.
That's Gene Autry's horse.
Oh, yes, the white mane fooled me. Although I gave Cantor a beautiful picture of myself. It must be around here someplace. Oh, Dennis, will you please put my razor and my toothbrush in the bathroom?
Well, yes, sir.
And Mary, put my cold cream on the dressing table, will you?
Okay.
Now, where did I put
Mr. Benny!
What is it, Dennis?
I found your picture!
I knew he had it around here someplace. Who can that be? I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Eddie. Are you comfortable? Is everything all right?
Oh, swell. The house is wonderful, Eddie.
I'm glad you like it. By the way, Jack, I had a little talk with Ida, and I told her I'd let you have the house for nothing.
How'd she take it?
When I stopped bouncing, it was $300.
You mean Ida expects me to pay $300 rent?
Yes, and 10 cents for the chicken soup.
Well, all I can say is you're a fine friend.
Well, don't blame me.
Don't blame you. Who's the boss in your family? You or Ida?
I'll call you back. She's standing right here.
But Eddie, argue with her and insist. What are you, a man or a mouse?
I'll have to call you back on that, too.
Okay, I'll send you a check. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm sorry about this, Jack, but anyway, have a good time.
Ida, stop pushing. I can certainly wish him a good time.
Have a good time, Jack.
Deeper. A woman can make such delicious chicken soup and be so mercenary.
Oh, well, what do we do, Jack? Go home?
We can't go home. I'm stuck for $300, 10 cents, and a wristwatch. Now, listen, Mary, and this goes for all of you. You're all shipping in and paying for your rooms here. Phil, you get the big room at the head of the stairs. That'll be $10 a day. And Don,
yes, Jack.
You get the corner bedroom with cross ventilation. That's $12.50. Dennis, you can sleep on the Davenport for $3.50. Mary, you take Ida's room, and we'll put a sign out front, tourists accommodated. I'll get that $300 back if it's the last thing I do. I want to thank you and Bert Gordon, the Mad Russian, for coming over here today. And, really, I was thinking...
Oh, stop thinking. You've got the violin under your chin. Phil is ready. I'll sing, all right?
Okay, let's go. Come on. Give us another time.
Every star above knows the one I love, sweet. And the moon up high, I'd like to kill that guy, sweet. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd...
When you're feeling mighty blue, Grapenut Flakes is good for you.
Heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd... Wish that he would play piano so I could tell my sweet Ipana, a heart of mine. You live all the time, sweet Sue. Just you.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know the slogan that will probably go ringing down the corridors of time when it comes to the history of better living? That's Uncle Sam's famous new slogan, the Basic Seven. The Basic Seven was created to ensure a better fed and hence more efficient America. Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes wise sense. So learn and live by the Basic Seven. The seven groups of foods our government urges us to eat daily, including proteins, carbohydrates, fats, minerals, and vitamins, because these supply the energy and tissue-building material we need for all-around good health. Featured in the Basic Seven, you'll find whole-grain cereals such as crisp, toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes. In Group 4, you'll find milk. In Group 3, fruit. Combine these, and here's one simple, inexpensive way to get well started on your daily Basic Seven food menu. Here's a breakfast, lunch, or supper combination that's mighty tempting and tasting, and more important, rich in essential food values. Remember, it doesn't take a single precious ration stamp to buy thrifty Grape Nuts Flakes.
The last number, the 31st program of the new Grape Nuts Flakes series. We'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. Good night, folks. The Jack Benny program is written by Bill Marlowe and Ed Beloy.
The Jack Benny program with special guest Eddie Cantor from May 2nd, 1943. At the time, Jack was in his 11th year on radio, and his show continued into the mid-1950s. He also famously spent the 1950s and half of the 60s on television. Ah, but what about Jack's special guest? Well, Eddie Cantor was a Broadway star as early as 1917, and he continued to perform on the stages for quite some time. Then in the 1920s, he started showing up singing on radio and got his first full-time gig when he joined the NBC Chase and Sanborn Hour in 1931. He would star in his own radio shows throughout the 1940s as well. And one of his regular cast members, indeed, was Burt Gordon as his accented character, the Mad Russian. Another of Cantor's sidekicks was Greek chef Nick Parkyarkakis, who was really comedian Harry Einstein. And two of Harry's sons are contemporary comedy performers, Oscar-nominated actor and director Albert Brooks, and his older brother Bob Einstein, who has featured roles on the TV series Arrested Development and Curb Your Enthusiasm, as well as creating and performing as the satirical stuntman character Super Dave Osborne. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we'll enter the realm of science fiction, as X-1 offers up a terrifying story of man versus machine. Known as the Seventh Order, it begins right after this.
A This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
It would have been just about like any other average community of 10,000 had it not been for Presser College, one of the country's finest small institutions of learning. Its residents were used to the pranks, the hazings, and the practical jokes of the students. But even Professor Ansel Tomlin was surprised when the blue humanoid came down the street and up to the porch where the professor was sitting in an old wicker rocking chair.
Pardon me.
Of course.
You are Professor Ansel Tomlin.
Yes, and you, I take it, are somebody from one of my psychology classes dressed up as a sort of a robot.
No. I am George of Zanfar.
Who?
I am here to learn all I possibly can learn of the planet Earth and its inhabitants. Less than 10 minutes ago, I landed not far from here in a spaceship, which I subsequently blew up and destroyed.
Now, let me explain. I am Tomlin of Brentwood. Less than 10 minutes ago, I was sitting on my porch peacefully marking exam papers. I intend to resume right now. Helen, would you get the phone?
It is your wife's sister calling with reference to the explosion of my spaceship.
Sure it is.
She merely wants to ascertain that your family was not affected.
Listen, George, be a good fellow and...
Oh, Mike.
Well, don't be alarmed, dear. It's a fraternity initiation or something.
Oh, well, it does look like the real thing. Oh, did you know there was an explosion outside of town?
An explosion?
Yes, blast of undetermined origin is what they said on the radio.
Oh?
My sister just called. She heard about it in the local station and wanted to make sure we were all right.
I see.
Well, I have something in the oven. My goodness, that's a wonderful costume.
Her sister lives 20 miles away. How did you know she'd call?
My mind circuits are telepathic. They pick up all conscious thought to a distance of some 200 miles.
It couldn't be you arranged the whole thing, that it wasn't really her sister. How did you get here? Who or what are you?
I am a machine. The finest, most complicated machine ever made. I have a rather unique history, too.
Who made you?
Ages ago, on Zanfar, there was a race of humans. They made the first robots. Rather crude affairs. We classed them as first-order robots. They are still used for menial tasks to some extent.
And what order are you?
The highest, naturally. A seventh-order robot. Or rather, a humanoid. We are the first in which there is not an automatic, no harm to humans cutoff.
I begin to see.
You will become aware of the fact that I am superior to you and to the rest of your race. I need no oxygen. I am never ill. I need no sleep. Every experience is indelibly recorded on circuits and is instantly available.
Tell me, George, do you have feelings?
I have an electronically controlled endocrine balance.
It's very interesting. And what is your mission here on Earth?
For the moment, I am here to study. I will live with you until it is complete.
You will what?
I will live with you. I will be with you all of your waking hours. While you sleep, I will go through your library. I need nothing. I want nothing.
Now, just a moment. What about my privacy?
When you desire privacy, I will study someone else. Your wife, perhaps. The female should be interesting.
George, old man, I'm terribly sorry, but you'll have to wire back to your masters to make other arrangements.
That will be quite impossible.
Really?
You see, I have no masters.
Well, what about those humans back in Xantha, the ones who invented you seventh-order humanoids?
Oh, they are all quite dead. We destroyed them.
Destroyed?
You look alarmed. It was, after all, they or us. You see, our endocrine system permits us pride in ourselves. Naturally, being proud of ourselves, we objected to being ordered about in an incompetent way. So?
So, you killed them.
Exactly. Now, shall we go inside and inform your wife of my visit?
Suppose I refuse.
Professor, do you see that small dog playing on the lawn across the street?
Yes.
I will lift my arm and point at it. Observe.
It vaporized.
Exactly. Now then, shall we go in?
Yes. We'll go in.
There you are. Yeah. I see you brought your friend.
Helen, this is George. George of Xanthar. George is a machine.
Well, anybody can see that. It's the most convincing costume I ever saw.
Helen, it isn't a costume.
No?
No. He's really a machine.
Oh.
He's staying with us.
What?
Whether we like it or not.
Well, really, Angela.
We have no choice.
I am a seventh-order humanoid. I detect that your mind does not comprehend. I am here as an advanced scout for my race. After we establish a station here on Earth...
I don't like this. Now, would you be kind enough to leave my house, young man?
You are very slow to comprehend.
I comprehend that I have a lot to do, and I'd appreciate it if you leave. Otherwise, I'm going to call the police.
You may call anyone you choose, Mrs. Tomlin.
I'll have you arrested.
I assure you I can detect your intention long before you have time to do me any harm.
Well, we'll just see about this. Hello? Get me the police.
Ellen, it's useless.
I can follow the call through the phone wire. Captain Townsend will answer.
Captain Townsend.
Captain, I want to report a robot.
A what?
A thing. It won't leave my house.
Who is this?
I'm Mrs. Tomlin, Professor Ansel Tomlin's wife, 44 Crescent Road.
I'll send a car over.
Now we'll see.
Is this the character that's been giving you trouble?
Yes, this is the one, officer.
I talked to you before about ruining the flower bed, Sonny. This time I'm taking you in.
I would advise you not to touch me. I cannot risk any damage.
I'll see about that. Come on outside.
I prefer to remain here until I complete my mission.
You do, huh? You know what this is?
It is a weapon you call a service revolver.
That's right. Then you'll either march out of here or I'll use it on you.
That would be most unfortunate.
All right, come on.
Officer, let me warn you. He's
march.
Dangerous.
March now. I'll count to three.
Officer, please.
One. Two.
Oh, no.
I regret it, but he was actually going to pull the trigger. Only to frighten me. But I cannot risk damage. He might have miscalculated and struck me with a bullet.
Ansel, I'm frightened.
There is no need for fear. You have only to accept the fact that the Seventh Order is coming to operate the planet for your benefit.
Ansel.
Helen, there's no use trying to do anything just yet. Now go next door to Mrs. Coleman. Tell her what's happened. I'll talk to George.
Oh, but I don't...
Please, Helen.
Well, all right.
Do you really think that you, a single robot, can conquer the Earth and make its people do your bidding?
I can.
Suppose it were demonstrated to you that you could not, that you could be destroyed.
If that were so, I would naturally report that this planet is unfit for development by the Seventh Order.
Well, you know they'll have you taken into custody for killing the officer.
I cannot permit it.
There will be needless slaughter.
Unless you can convince your people it is useless to attack me.
Will you let me try?
I have no desire to prevent you. Go ahead. I detect that you are going to call the newspapers and the local television station and hold a press conference.
Yes.
I also detect that you have a plan to overcome me.
Oh?
I like that.
Really?
Yes. You see, in order to test this planet for development, I must know whether any of you are truly dangerous to us. You are a superior type of man, Professor. I welcome any plan to conquer me that you care to attempt.
Okay, George. At least we know where we stand. I'll phone the newspapers.
Quiet! Quiet, please! Quiet!
Hold it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Henry Bennett, broadcasting from a sound truck parked in front of the home of Professor Ansel Tomlin in Brentwood, Illinois. At the moment, Professor Tomlin is seated on his front porch. Next to him is a strange-looking blue robot-type creature, also seated on a chair. At the moment, we don't know if this is a hoax or not, but Professor Tomlin, a highly respected man here at the university, has called a press conference to introduce what is supposedly a creature from another planet. Professor Tomlin is about to speak, and we'll try to catch his words.
Quietly. Gentlemen, I wish to present to you George of Xanthar. Just a moment. George is a machine. Probably the most dangerous machine ever invented. He is telepathic as well.
He can read your thoughts like a book. He knows exactly what each of you is thinking at this very instant.
Oh, professor.
Yes?
Do you expect us to swallow this nonsense?
Not without proof, gentlemen.
Can George do his stuff for us, sir? Let him tell me what I'm thinking right now.
You are thinking about a blonde young woman named Laura, with whom you will attend a show tonight.
Come on.
Well?
Well, he happens to be right, but we've seen mind readers before. Let him do something else.
I did not call you gentlemen here for a demonstration of magic. I called you here in the hopes that a good deal of needless bloodshed might be avoided. Less than half an hour ago, I watched this creature completely vaporize a policeman who was trying to arrest him. I expect that the authorities will be here any minute. I hope I can convince you and them that it is futile.
Well, I certainly do. Something ought to be done about a guy.
Yeah, either you're nuts or you think we are. I don't believe this machine killed a cop. If a cop was killed, a human did it, trying to blame it on the machine.
Now, gentlemen, I don't know how I can prove it. Perhaps if George will demonstrate his ability to vaporize...
Observe the oak tree in the front yard. Now.
Now, do you see?
I see, but I don't believe it. Boys, this is some kind of mass hypnotism. Maybe the tree was rigged up in advance.
I swear to you...
This George's ether is all he's cracked up to be. Let's see what he does when I toss a rock at him.
Now, don't be a fool.
Here goes, George!
Stop him! I warned you. I tried to warn you.
Okay, everybody stand back. Stand back. Charlie, get that automatic rifle set up.
Check me.
Professor, I advise you to step away from that hit.
Captain, for your own sake, don't try anything.
Step away, Professor.
Very well, but I warn you.
Okay, now don't fire till I'm ready, boy.
Right.
Now then, George of Wessis, we don't know what who's inside that tin suit, but I'm giving you just 10 seconds to come out of it.
Captain,
Hey, you're one on suspicion of murder. Now come out. All right, boys.
You're listening to X Minus One. We'll be right back after this short break.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch. Enjoy smoother strangling.
Silver screen legend Dick Powell stars as radio's Richard Diamond, the lighthearted detective who can be counted on for a quick quip or some saucy sarcasm.
But you'd be in bed by now, Rick.
My landlord short-cheated me.
But in Radio Spirit's HCD collection, Richard Diamond's Surplus Homicides, there are plenty of serious situations to go along with the sass.
Where's the body? Downstairs.
You want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
There's also plenty of action to keep Rick on his toes and listeners on the edge of their seats.
Then as I walked down the street, I suddenly felt the nerves in my spine jump down into the pit of my stomach and goose pimples skidded up my back like scared rice. It was a feeling I'd had before. So without turning, I headed for the steps of a basement apartment.
Between the charm and the chases, Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale. For a limited time, pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD7 to save 50% off the regular price. Order today to pay just $15.98 for this HCD collection.
I know a few things I haven't told you about, and this almost puts a cinch on it. I want to talk to Young, and then I'll be down to see you.
But if Young tried to have you killed...
Oh, if he did, you can't prove it. Not yet, anyway, so sit tight and... When I get there, I'll show you how to catch a killer.
This offer won't live forever, so order Surplus Homicides today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
brought to you by Asus.
Here's a crazy stat. 30% of downtown traffic congestion is created by drivers actually looking for parking spots. If there was only a way to know where an open parking spot was ahead of time, well, that's exactly the idea behind Exact Park, where parking sensors are placed in parking spots and relays the info to drivers. Dan Mathers fills us in on Exact Park.
What you're looking to do is quickly and easily get into the parking spot the nearest to where you're planning on visiting. So you basically take stall sensing enabling technology, so now we know whether or not there's a car in a stall or not, and that data gets sent up into the cloud and into all of the digital signage around the city that says there's five spots over on King Street, and so you can follow the signs to the nearest parking stall from your destination.
Find out more at exactpark.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And now, curtain going up on the second act of X-1 on When Radio Was.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid we'll have to terminate our broadcast. What started out as a good-natured hoax or publicity stunt has turned into a bloody massacre, as the bodies of some six policemen on the lawn of Professor Tomlin's home will attest. I don't know exactly what is happening here, but I can say this. George of Xanthar is no hoax. He or it is the spearhead of a race from outer space that's come to conquer the Earth.
Have they all gone, Helen?
Yes.
Where is he?
In your library, reading.
Are the policemen still outside the house?
They're walking up and down. Oh, I hope they don't.
Well, they have orders not to try to harm him.
Ansel?
Yes.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, listen. He's coming. Mm.
Professor and Mrs. Tomlin, I have decided to walk through your town to learn more about its buildings and people.
And kill a few more humans?
Killing humans affords me no pleasure whatsoever. I kill only when damage to myself is possible. I hope that no one will attempt to harm me.
George, let me warn you now that this affair has gone beyond the confines of this town.
I am well aware of that, Professor. I am aware of a phone call being made this instant by your mayor to the commander of the Illinois State Guard.
If you're smart, you'll return to your ship and your planet.
My ship is destroyed. I could instruct you to build a new one, of course. But as I have no intention of leaving...
Then you will be destroyed.
No. I will destroy first.
Yep. Have you no conscience?
A conscience is a fifth-order failing. Needless baggage. Good evening.
Hello, Professor Tomlin. Yes. Yes, yes, I will.
Who was it?
The mayor and the chief of police have called a meeting of the citizens of Brentwood at the college gymnasium tonight.
Ansel, you're not going.
I must.
But no,
Helen, there's much more at stake here than my life or yours. Civilization itself depends upon our standing up to this machine. I'm going to the meeting.
I call this meeting to order. As you know, there is loose in our city a being with one purpose. To prepare it for conquest by similar beings. I think Professor Tomlin can tell us most about this being.
Well, if we could determine the source of George's power, he might be overcome. He is obviously vulnerable to force, such as a speeding bullet if it hit the right spot. However, he has the ability to read intent long before the commission of an act. He is probably listening to me now, even though he may be far away.
Mr. Mayor, why not track him down and all attack at once? Some of us would probably die, but he couldn't strike us all dead at once.
Alex Bonner!
Gentlemen, this humanoid is able to keep track of several hundred things simultaneously. As a matter of fact...
Gentlemen! You are working yourselves up needlessly. You simply do not appreciate what it would mean to dedicate yourselves to the fulfillment of the Seventh Order destiny. Your lives will be made most pleasant and happy by us.
Yeah? Why did you kill six cops?
If you're so powerful, bring them back to life.
How do you want to be buried, Roy?
Yeah, let's get them, man.
And eyewitnesses report that in the end, when all were gone, George of Xanthar stood alone on the platform of the gymnasium. There was no movement except the twitching of the dead and those trampled by the crowd. Among the survivors was Professor Ansel Tomlin, who originally...
Well, that's that.
What next?
I don't know, Helen. I don't know.
Oh, well, what's that?
It sounds like an air raid alert.
That's peculiar. They didn't announce it.
Turn on the radio. Hurry.
We interrupt to bring you a special message. All residents of Redwood are advised to go to their basements or convenient bomb shelters. The governor has announced that units of the National Guard have managed to corner the robot, George of Xanthar, in the town square.
Oh.
Tanks and mortars will be used in an attempt to destroy the creature. Again, go to your nearest bomb shelter.
Oh, did you hear?
They'll never be able to destroy him.
Well, where are you going?
Up to the roof.
The roof?
I can see the square from there.
Well, I'm coming with you.
Just as you like.
What's happening?
They're vaporizing every tank and gun they bring up.
Oh, Ansel, let's get away from here. What's that?
Those are army jets. We'll see how effective he is now. Good Lord, a whole squadron up in smoke. It's no use. Can't you see? It's no use.
Ansel, come inside, please.
Very well.
Oh, if only there was something we could do to tell
him. Not as long as he can read our every conscious thought before we can act.
What is it?
Our every conscious thought. I wonder if...
What is
nothing,
it,
Ansel? Nothing, Helen.
And the army reports that the countryside around Brentwood is deathly still. The blue humanoid, George of Xanthar, is still standing in the middle of the town square, where he's been standing for 3 days now. We'll keep you informed of developments. The military urges everyone to keep calm and go about your business as usual. There is no danger to anyone who is not attacking the humanoid.
No danger. What's to keep more of them from landing? Ansel, are you going to sit there with your head in your hands forever?
Mm.
Well, come have some dinner. Mm. Ansel?
Mm. Yeah, it might work.
Where are you going?
Washington.
What?
I'm going to Washington. Would you be good enough to pack my overnight bag? I can catch a plane out of Chicago in about 2 hours.
But why? Well, what for?
I'm going to talk to the Pentagon.
What do you tell them?
I'm going to tell them to surrender to George of Xanthar.
We're right in the middle of X-1, but we'll be back with more after these messages.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest, that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
And now back to X-1 on When Radio Was.
Our microphones are here at the edge of the town square in Brentwood, Illinois today, ladies and gentlemen, to witness the most unusual spectacle of modern history. A discussion of terms whereby the United States of America may surrender to the humanoid George of Xanthar. For the occasion, an honor guard of 22 servicemen from all branches and all parts of the country has been chosen. In just a moment, the honor guard will accompany General of the Armies Walter Pitt, who will discuss the surrender.
Come on!
The honor guard is advancing to the edge of the square. The robot is standing there now, carefully eyeing the soldiers. Every ounce of his concentration seems to be going into it. Actually, we're told his telepathic circuits are probing their minds for some hint of danger. A thought, a flicker of an eyelash may be sufficient for him to vaporize all of them. General Pitt is about to speak.
George of Xanthar.
I hear you, General.
I have been instructed to consult with you about your intentions toward our country and the world in general, with a view to reaching some sort of agreement with you and others of your kind, who you say will invade the earth.
May I approach?
One moment. I perceive no intent to harm me. There is one man among your soldiers, however, who has an illogical thought. Will the soldier who is thinking the thought, 11 o'clock, step closer?
Do as he says.
Does 11 o'clock mean anything to you, soldier?
No, sir. It's running through my mind, but it don't mean a thing to me.
My examination of your thoughts tells me you speak the truth. Very well. We will proceed with the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a tense moment. The general and the humanoid are discussing terms. The soldier who was questioned about the thought, 11 o'clock, has stepped back into the ranks and is holding his rifle at attention like the others. I perceive it's now 10:59 a.m. If there is any significance to the thought about which the soldier was questioned, we'll know in 1 minute.
We of Xanthar, gentlemen, would not want to improve a planet which could not be educated and would continually oppose our program. Therefore, I am glad to see your willingness to discuss. After my message goes out, there will be a landing party on Earth within a few days. While waiting for the party, however, there are certain preparations.
Just list them for us.
Your government will naturally have to turn over complete authority to us. Afterward, we will utilize your press and radio to disseminate our instructions to your people. Simultaneously, in other nations, the same procedure will be carried out by our
Ladies and gentlemen, it's happened at exactly 11 a.m. 10 soldiers in the honor guard instantaneously fired their weapons into George of Xanthar. Apparently, explosive bullets have blown him to smithereens. The remains are lying scattered all over the square. People are pouring in, kissing each other, shouting.
The news, isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful, really wonderful. I'm sorry I couldn't come home sooner. It would have spoiled my whole plan if I got within telepathic range.
Your plan?
Yes.
But what? How?
Just a matter of simple psychology. Those men in the honor guard.
What about them? Did you know any of them?
Not exactly, but I did have the job of hypnotizing 10 of them.
Hypnotized?
That's right. You see, each of those men was hypnotized. And while he was under, we planted a post-hypnotic suggestion, namely, to fire at George of Xanthar when a soldier named Charlie started to cough. Charlie was told to cough at 11 o'clock. Before we released them from hypnosis, we told them to erase everything from their conscious memories. I was staking everything in the hope that George could only tune in on the conscious mind, not the subconscious, and it worked. Yeah, there was nothing to be reached by George's prying mind, so we never knew what was going to happen. At 11 o'clock, the soldier named Charlie coughed. The men raised their guns and fired. And that was the end of George of Xanthar. Now, if you don't mind, I've got some exam papers to mark.
On a planet many millions of miles away, a red light, one of many on a giant control board, suddenly winked out. A blue humanoid made an entry in a large book, System 29578. Planet 3, inhabited. Too dangerous for any kind of development. Tonight, by transcription, X-1 has brought you The Seventh Order. A story from the pages of Galaxy written by Jerry Sowell and adapted for radio by George Lefferts. Featured in the cast were James Monks, Nelson Olmsted, Kate Wilkinson, James Rafferty, Dick Hamilton, Rhys Taylor, Jim Stevens, Robert Hastings, Wayne Chappelle. The commentator was W.W. Chaplin, your announcer Fred Collins. X-1 was directed by Daniel Sutter and is an NBC Radio Network production.
From May 8, 1956, author Jerry Sowell is a native of Southern California who also wrote for television. He penned multiple scripts for The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, The Invaders, and the original Star Trek. But my question this time is about Jerry Sowell's first television writing credit. It was for a 1959 episode of A Police Drama, which starred Lee Marvin as Detective Lieutenant Frank Ballinger. I'll name that series, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com invites you to join the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party, a 3-CD compilation of the best rock and instrumental hits. Rock out to 60 original recordings from The Ventures, Dick Dale and the Deltones, Bo Diddley, The Champs, The Shadows, Chuck Berry, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Duane Eddy, Link Wray, and many more. Rock and Roll Instrumental Party now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCKPARTY77. Buy this 3-CD collection today for only $19.98 and celebrate the rock and roll instrumental party with MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code ROCKPARTY77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code ROCKPARTY77. This offer is available for a limited time, U.S. residents only, and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360-degree ergolift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about writer Jerry Soule. Earlier, we heard his science fiction story, The Seventh Order, on X-1. But I mentioned he also penned scripts for television, including a 1959 episode of a police drama, which starred Lee Marvin as Detective Lieutenant Frank Ballinger. The name of that series? M-Squad. Based in Chicago, M-Squad aired for 3 seasons on NBC television. I'm Greg Bellamy. We're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.